When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's the David Knight Show.
As the clock strikes 13, it's Tuesday, the 21st of October, year of our Lord, 2025. Well, today, we have a couple of mysteries solved. We have a couple of I told you so's about the drug companies, specifically about Pfizer. We have Trump doubling down on America Last. We have somebody who fixed his military-industrial complex defecating on America meme. They got it right this time. And we have a false flag revealed, as well as talk and preparation, staging for the public to accept the coming false flag that's really going to kick off the martial law. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Let's begin with what happened on Saturday as the No Kings thing was rolling out across the country, this massive demonstration against Trump. And they decided that they were going to do an exercise with Marines firing mortar shells over a busy highway in California. And they said, well, it's the 250th anniversary, and this is what we're going to do. So the Trump administration is very involved. J.D. Vance went there. Newsom pushed back and said, this is dangerous. I'm going to close the road. And they said, you don't need to close the road. We do this all the time. As a matter of fact, we already did an exercise practicing it, and you didn't even know it. And so I said, when I talked about this yesterday, I said, so was it something that was somewhat routine, or was it intimidation? And I said, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, they've done this several times, according to them. But I think it's also intimidation. NATO has done that to Russia. Russia has done it as well. China has done it to Taiwan. You can have military operations. They say, yeah, we scheduled these things a long time ago. And you can bring out all the troops and a show of force really close to somebody that you want to go to war with. They do it all the time. Well, now we've had another development that happened yesterday. It was reported that there was actually, as the police blocked traffic and stopped it, and so they're at the edges. They're not right directly underneath where the projectiles are going over. They had shrapnel hit a highway patrol car and also land near a motorcycle. And so this is kind of interesting. I thought it was both intimidation as well as a routine thing. But now the Marines have launched an investigation after the California Highway Patrol said shrapnel from artillery shell fired during the live fire demonstration touted by the White House struck a law enforcement vehicle. And think about this. If it had hit a private individual's car, you know that the MAGA nudge news people would be out there saying, there's somebody associated with Antifa. They're just making this stuff up. They probably did it themselves. Well, you can't pull that one with this. As a matter of fact, the Border Patrol Division Chief, Tony Coronado, also identified himself as a Marine. He said, this is an unusual and concerning situation. In other words, this is a guy in law enforcement who is a former Marine. It's very concerning. So,
That's not supposed to happen.
At least one of his patrol vehicles on hand to help stop and divert traffic on Interstate 5 through the base during the demonstration was damaged, said the Highway Patrol. The Marines say that an artillery round detonated overhead prematurely. Well, didn't see that coming. That never happens, right? It's highly uncommon for any live fire or explosive training activity to occur over an active freeway, they said. And again, it seemed like a stupid idea, but it also seemed like intimidation. Pictures from the California Highway Patrol show a black and white unit with a hood apparently pierced by shrapnel, as well as multiple munition fragments. The fragment on the hood measured about 2 inches by 2 inches. The vehicle was nearly a mile north of the demonstration area along the northernmost coast of San Diego County when it was hit. The report said a motorcycle officer also found a fragment measuring about 1 inch by a half inch near his own vehicle. California Highway Patrol said the strike happened as officers were temporarily halting traffic on the freeway so that motorists would be out of harm's way during the demonstration. And again, Trump is out there making Democrats like Newsom of all people, trying to make him look good. This guy is so wrong on every issue. And yet when Trump is doing this bullying and shoving people around, he makes even really bad people look good to the public. Newsom had been critical of a plan to fire live munitions over the interstate in the days leading up, and Vance and Hegseth were both at the event. They poo-pooed it. Newsom had criticized the potential impact of a temporary closure of the 80,000 vehicle a day Interstate 5, and he said state authorities were denied sufficient notice of a dangerous and absurd show of force. And when they complained about that, the response from the military was, well, we already did it. We didn't tell you. So see, it's safe. And this is going to kill someone, he said. Newsom wants people to think this exercise is dangerous, said Vance's communication director before the event. The Marine Corps says it's an established and safe practice. Newsom wants people to think this is an absurd show of force. It was. The Marine Corps says it's part of routine training at Camp Pendleton. We always shoot over live ammunition over interstates. They really don't care. The Marine Corps had launched an investigation, and they said they want to learn from the incident as well. Yeah, we should learn from that incident. What can we learn from the incident about Amazon yesterday as it went down? As you recall, we had problems with the show's live broadcast yesterday. Typically what we do is we have the ability to upload to one place. So what we do is we upload to Restream, which then sends it out to multiple platforms so people can watch the show live simultaneously. That was down yesterday. It wasn't on our end. And it turns out that we found out through the show.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The news started coming out that it was happening all over the place. Massive disruption of the internet. It took down Snapchat, Facebook, Fortnite, many other websites. And even Amazon package deliveries are having issues. Zero Hedge ran a test. And they said, we ordered something as a test. And what they found was... when they tried to hit the track button for each of these packages, it kept coming back and saying, sorry, something is wrong on our end, unable to track it. So at the heart of this, the reason it affected so many different sites is because Amazon isn't just a commercial service, as you may know. They have Amazon Web Services. They sell to large, very large corporations, as well as the U.S. government puts a lot of their stuff on the Amazon servers. And the first, time we saw a major outage like this was, I think it was last year, it was Microsoft that went down. And, of course, Microsoft and Amazon were fighting over this large Pentagon database system in the early parts of the Trump administration. They called it the Jedi system. I don't know why they came up with that name. As everybody was saying, it appeared that Mattis, Mad Dog Mattis, was pretty much owned by Jeff Bezos. Mattis and his number one secretary, she and Mattis, went to Amazon all the time to meet with him. So they said it looked like this large contract for the Pentagon, the Jedi contract, was set up specifically for Amazon. And then Microsoft starts schmoozing people in D.C., and they got the contract. And Amazon was hopping mad. But they're the two big guys that are out there putting out these services for large corporations, for the Pentagon itself.
I'm just still amused by the fact that we're keeping state secrets apparently right next to the server data for Fortnite.
That's right. Well, that's why I guess they got so many leaks on Fortnite. Anyway, Snapchat, Roblox, Amazon, Alexa, Fortnite, Ring, Robinhood, Venmo, Lyft, many others were having issues yesterday, according as well as Restream. They don't mention that, but it's pretty major to us. So it knocked out a lot of major websites online. Disney Plus, Lloyd's Bank, The New York Times, Reddit, Zoom, and Amazon's own platform were all hit with that. And, of course, it was last year when Microsoft had the big crash. Theirs was caused by a software update from cybersecurity company CrowdStrike. Caused a global crash of Microsoft Windows systems. That was in July of 2024. This is the classic case of you got a tree that's kind of leaning towards the house, so you decide, that thing's going to fall if I don't cut it down. So you cut it down and it crashes smack dab in the middle of your house. Your cybersecurity company crashed your system with an update that they hadn't tested.
We're going to make sure that this is safe and secure.
So as all this is happening, China got very angry and accused the U.S. of cyber attack on their National Time Center. I don't know what the National Time Center is, but they use it to synchronize things, I guess. So they're saying that the American government has disrupted the fabric of time in China, at least. Who knows? Maybe they have everywhere. They are accusing the NSA of carrying out cyber attacks on their National Time Center. And I don't know if this is related to the Amazon crash. Maybe I would imagine that they could tell the difference with that. But I'll tell you what they can't tell. They can't say with any certainty that it was U.S. government that was doing anything to them if something was done to them. Whenever a government tells you that we know who did this right away, they're lying to you. There's absolutely no way that they can know. How do I know that? I know that because of Vault 7. Remember that piece of software that was leaked by WikiLeaks? First, they leaked the manual, and we could see the manual that the NSA had created, NSA or CIA, whoever it is running this thing. They had a manual for how they could disguise themselves to look like any country. They could look like the U.S., they could look like China, Russia, Israel, you name it. They could look like anybody. And that was their manual to show that was happening. Then somebody leaked the actual code. And so WikiLeaks said, well, since the code's out there, we'll put it out there as well. So everybody's got this code. You can never tell who the actor is when you have a cybersecurity attack like that. So whenever they say that, it's because they've got a political agenda. And yes, it got very political about it. So the U.S. is accusing others of what it does itself, repeatedly hyping up claims about Chinese cyber threats. And, of course, Western governments in recent years have alleged hackers linked to the Chinese government have targeted officials, journalists, corporations, and others. The Chinese ministry statement could fuel tensions between Washington and Beijing on top of the trade, technology, and Taiwan issues, as if they needed something else. Actually, I think this is a symptom of all of those things. This Time Ministry, Time Center, is responsible for generating and distributing China's standard time. In addition to providing timing services to industries such as communications, finance, power, transport, and defense, the ministry added it has provided guidance to the center to eliminate the risks. And again, we disrupted the fabric of time in China, or somebody did. Maybe it just happened because the real issue with all of this stuff is that we have a too complicated of an infrastructure that is also too concentrated. It's concentrated, it's complicated, and it requires constant communication. You know, the first time I talked to Jack Lawson, CivilDefenseManual.com, what we were talking about was the vulnerability of our supply chain. And this is well before Trump came in and exploited that vulnerability to lock it down and bust everything, including killing a lot of small and medium-sized businesses. But the reality is that it was built on just-in-time delivery. People had worked out that it was more efficient from an accounting standpoint to not store things in various places, but to get them to arrive just in time. And so we further fine-tuned this whole thing. It's like a giant machine that has links everywhere, physical links of moving property around. But the same thing is true in terms of information. Whenever you get a very, very complicated supply chain that's got a lot of links in the chain, you always have, you multiplied your opportunities for failure. And that's what's going on with the internet as well. And that's why you need to get that book, Civil Defense Manual, start taking some of the advice, make some preparation, learn some skills, get to know other people, because this is something that can happen without there even being some kind of a major event or a war. And those things are also on the horizon. It could just be natural consequence of an overly complicated chain of communication and supplies. It's been resolved. It took about until about 6 p.m. yesterday.
I just want to say I'm glad our government doesn't issue our time here in the United States. We'd be suffering with so much inflation. You know, soon 60 seconds is only worth 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's right. Instead of time dilation, you'd have the concentration, right? Well, it's all relative, I guess. Anyway, the cryptocurrency exchanges of Coinbase and Signal.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, Choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Experience trouble as well. So a lot of them, and this is another issue of why I don't like cryptocurrency, because it depends on this infrastructure. Amazon pinned the outage on issues related to domain name that converts web addresses into IP addresses. And so who knows exactly what the thing is. The real issue is that everything is concentrated just a couple providers. And so we're all at the mercy of these providers, and it also creates a vulnerability to deliberate attack as well. In the UK, they're complaining about it. The Guardian quotes some politicians saying the UK can't keep leaving its critical infrastructure at the mercy of U.S. tech giants. Now, the hypocrisy of this is just amazing, as the UK is threatening to shut down people over speech on the Internet. So it's kind of self-serving, I guess. They want to go to war with these companies that are social media and other things.
Yeah, if America actually cared about free speech, they would immediately say, if you do this, we will turn off the pipeline.
Yeah.
Have fun building your infrastructure in the dark.
That's right.
If you try to sue anyone
for anything. Trump is doing to us, right? He just turned off the pipeline and have fun building the infrastructure from scratch. You're going to bootstrap yourself now. Yeah.
Why don't you just build your own internet?
Yeah. Last year, airports, healthcare services, and businesses worldwide were hit by the largest outage in history. That was the Microsoft CrowdStrike issue. So that's one mystery that was solved. Here's the other mystery that was solved yesterday. In a sense, not a whole lot of information, but it was nearly a year ago. It was in November last year, if you remember, November, December. We started having these UFOs on the East Coast, began over the Picatinny Arsenal. So we all felt that it was somehow related to the military-industrial complex and continued to go on for quite some time. And there was a lot of news report, a lot of speculation, and nobody would say anything, right? The military wouldn't say anything. The Biden administration wouldn't say anything. Got a little bit of information when Trump took office in January. He said, yeah, that was us, but he wouldn't say anything else. Now, a private company in a classified demonstration to a lot of people in the military demonstrated one of these devices. And in terms of boasting about it, they say, yeah, that was us. Remember that UFO thing? That was us. So numerous strange unexplained drone sightings over the state of New Jersey during late 2024. Trump, when he took office in January, confirmed they were authorized to be flown by the FAA for research and other reasons, but few other details emerge. See, this is indicative of what I have seen, especially trying to get information out of these scoundrels. Everything they do is secret. They won't tell you anything. I mean, they could easily say, yeah, it was a military thing. Don't worry about it. They don't do that. Even the FAA. Everybody that's involved in it. Nobody says anything about it. As I was saying yesterday, may not realize it, but you can't do a FOIA request on DHS. They're top secret. You're not allowed to know anything they do. They're like the NSA or CIA or whatever. And everything the government does is kept from us. They operate as a black box, and they demand to know every detail of our lives. They demand to be able to see into us with their Palantir. Now one company has confirmed it was us. A report in the New York Post said a private corporation, still unidentified, you can't even say who the company is, somehow explained in an Army conference, was demonstrating drone possibilities, that it was responsible. You remember that big UFO scare in New Jersey last year? Well, that was us, said a corporate spokesman to the group at the conference. The contractor also provided a look at a new and unorthodox project, they said. They're not going to tell you about it as well. The Post said it was given access to a video in which a 20-foot cross, four-winged flyer zooms through the skies just above the tree line. It feels like it's a UFO because it defies what you're expecting to see, said observers. One guy who is a drone expert said it had an uncanny valley feel to it. In other words, he's a drone expert. He hasn't seen anything like this. All conference attendees were approved by BRAS at Fort Rucker, which enacted strict rules for participation, including the exclusion of any drone or craft containing any Chinese-made parts, said the source. So they said the rash of supposed drone sightings over New Jersey near an Army base continued across the state into December. And again, we said it was the military because it had lights on it. You know, do you think this interstellar visitor, they would have lights to notify people that they're incoming or outgoing or whatever, so you can tell which direction they're going?
How kind of them. How considerate.
And so some of the nudge news for Trump is out there criticizing Biden. Why did Biden lie? Why not just tell us that? That was Nick Sortor. And then Robbie Starbucks said, Biden let the whole country freak out for weeks about drones and a possible drone threat when they approved these drones. Why did they help to create panic instead of telling the truth and calming people down? Well, because that's what they always do. They lie. That's in their nature. It's like the scorpion stinging the frog that's, or the turtle that's carrying him across the pond. It's in their nature to lie. That's what they love to do. They love to keep secrets and they love to lie to people. And it's true of Trump as well.
Also got to say, anyone that thought these are real UFOs, you think aliens are going to come from millions or trillions of light years away to New Jersey?
And stay there, right?
They're just going to show up in New Jersey and be like, yeah, this is the spot.
And this is
one military base where they're testing out new air.
Your mic is off, I think. Yeah. Yeah, one military base, right? A weapons base where they're doing it. Yeah, and I think that we need to look at this, and I mentioned it when they were talking about, was it Norway or someplace, drones, all Denmark, I think, Denmark. Denmark and some in Norway. They said, all these drones are harassing the airport. We got to shut down. It's Russia. It's like, come on. It's like these cyber attacks. You know, you always point at your enemy and say, it was them. And you don't know who it is. The craft was seen effortlessly navigating through the skies just above the tree line, capturing the attention of numerous soldiers on the ground. Again, a military veteran and drone expert said it had an uncanny valley feeling to it. He said it seemed to disappear when it was turning. Trump's FAA announced that many of the reported mystery drone sightings were attributed to hobbyists, recreational pilots, and private individuals. Trump lied as well. He didn't say it was military. Yeah, it's just a bunch of, you know, people fly drones all the time. And so both of them lied because that's what they do. They all lie for the real government. The real government is a military-industrial complex that is dropping excrement on us all the time, not just in Trump's memes. During a live demonstration at the summit, the unnamed company showcased an aerial craft with an unconventional appearance, unorthodox flight movements, leaving attendees in awe. Well, again, we are not allowed to know even the company's name. Don't you love a government that operates transparently, that sees itself as your servant and is there to keep order? No, they're not. They're there to prey on us.
And as, so, one of the founders said, the government is at your feet or at your throat. And I don't think our government is at our feet.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
No. No. No, everything they do is secret. What are they hiding? What are they ashamed of? It's national security, of course, right? This is what has been wrong with the country since we won World War II. Well, now we can get a glimpse of what I think that they're planning on doing in terms of kicking off martial law into high gear. And they're saying Mexican cartels are offering street gangs up to $50,000 to assassinate and monitor ICE, Border Patrol agents, and DHS. So this will be the event if they do it for real, or if they don't do it for real, they'll do a false flag. The only question is, who are the feds going to sacrifice for their agenda of domestic war? And I've said for the longest time, if Trump wants to go down and pick a military fight with these cartels, the way that you know, they have fed and created and built this monster over half a century. So much so that when they started talking about, well, if we're going to have a kind of authorization for the use of military force against these drug cartels, as I reported, that would give them the ability to go to war with about 60 or 70 countries with just one drug cartel, with just a Sinaloa cartel. This organized crime thing has been so profitable because of the drug war. We still have a drug problem here, don't we? We still have addicts on the street. Still got people who are zombified. What is that drug where they take it and they just stand there?
Fentanyl.
That's fentanyl. Yeah, I mean, it's horrific to see what it does to people. But the drug situation is arguably worse. We didn't have anything that was like that, or the bath salts or other stuff like that. When they kicked all this stuff off, it was just stuff like marijuana that had been around for a very long time, and cocaine that had been around for a very long time. Heroin was very addictive. It was as addictive as alcohol. Yeah, the same. The people who rate these things. But again, you get more concentrated forms of whatever it is that you're trying to prohibit. The prohibition doesn't work. It creates corruption in law enforcement and the courts. It destroys the rule of law. And most importantly, it creates very, very powerful gangs. These gangs are far more powerful than the organized crime gangs that sprung up in the decade of alcohol prohibition. And they've had five decades to do this. And so, if you're going to pick a fight with these people, look at what they do in Mexico all the time. They kill political officials. They kill law enforcement officials. They kill each other. They cut off the heads of these groups and hang their bodies from bridges. That's what's going to be coming to America if Trump is going to pick a fight with these people. And so that might happen just because he picks a fight with them. It might happen because there's a false flag and they want to kick this whole thing off. Once they hit some ICE agents, or once they hit some official, it'll be on, and you haven't seen anything yet, as you're going to see when they kick martial law into high gear. Mexican cartels, they say, are working with street gangs in Chicago and groups like Antifa to, quote, monitor, harass, and assassinate federal agents. So again, this is their justification for ramming a car that is performing cop watch, for example. And so this is the pronouncement from our secret police, who wear masks, who many times don't have any ID, no warrant, no uniform in many cases. Gang members affiliated with groups like the Latin Kings have deployed spotters to track the movements of ICE and CPB officers to enable ambushes and to help disrupt immigration raids, said DHS. Adding that spotters station themselves on rooftops equipped with firearms and radio communications. So, again, this is what they're using, the narrative they're putting out through the press, to go to war against anybody who monitors the excessive force and abuse that they are doing. And, again, we've got organized gangs, which are really dangerous. And we've also got another organized gang. It's called DHS. Our feral government, our government that is out of control, that used to be domesticated, now has reverted back to being wild predators. These criminal networks are not just resisting the rule of law, said Christine Ohm. They are waging an organized campaign of terror against the brave men and women who protect our borders and communities. Well, I would say the same thing about DHS, her organization. DHS is not just resisting the rule of law. They are organizing a campaign of terror against the people in these cities that they're in which they're operating. So that's what I think is on its way. Just be aware. And again, it's another thing to prepare for, something else that is on the horizon to be aware of. Popular birth control is now being linked to brain tumors in a new study. And guess what? This whole thing is being brought to you by Pfizer. Yes, that's right. And Pfizer is the one that's bringing this yet again. The birth control drug is Depo-Provera, a synthetic progestin hormone. It stops the ovaries from releasing an egg to prevent pregnancy. The injections used by roughly a quarter of the sexually active U.S. women at some point last about 3 months. And what they're saying is now Pfizer is facing lawsuits. They've got over 1,200 lawsuits against Pfizer because imagine this. Imagine my surprise when they all said Pfizer has known about this for a long time and they continue to put it out and not warn anybody about it. Does that sound familiar?
I'm shocked.
But wait a minute. If Pfizer put it out, it has to be safe and effective.
That's right.
They would never do that. I mean, we were assured of their honesty by the mainstream media all throughout the so-called pandemic.
Yeah, yeah. This is a large study, by the way. They looked at over 61 million female patient records. They found that women who used the Pfizer drug had a twofold higher risk of getting diagnosed with meningioma compared to women not on hormonal birth control. Meningioma is typically benign, but the brain tumors can cause problems by putting pressure on nerves or on brain structures. The disease affects women more frequently than men, likely due to the influence of female hormones that can fuel tumor growth, and likely due to the Pfizer drugs. They found the greatest meningioma risk in women who had started Depo-Provera after the age of 31, or those who had used it for 4+ years. So is it prolonged exposure or beginning the medication at an older age? And they're not the only ones who are finding this. Last year, a French study that was published found that the women who used Depo-Provera for over a year had 5.6 times greater risk of developing meningioma. So the French study showed it was 5.5 times more greater risk of cancer, whereas this one showed it was double. Pfizer is facing over 1,200 federal lawsuits related to Depo-Provera, alleging that the pharmaceutical giant failed to warn them about the meningioma risk. Well, wait until there's a reckoning for the mRNA stuff. I'll just remind you that I don't think the PREP Act protects them from fraud. You know, we'll see what happens. The government will protect them, of course. I don't think we're going to get to the end of all of this stuff until this generation is dead. Because
when it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Because they want to protect these people at all costs. Look at what they're doing for the Epstein files. They'll do anything to protect themselves. And, this whole mRNA thing is much more serious than the Epstein thing because it affects virtually everybody directly. You know, what happened with Epstein was an outrage, but not that many people were directly affected by it. This mRNA bioweapon really has affected everybody. One plaintiff said that she developed an intracranial meningioma that caused her to lose vision in her left eye and struggle to walk. So the lawsuit claims that there are studies dating back to 1983 linking progesterone and meningioma. So Pfizer should have studied the risk sooner. You think? Yeah, they get the FDA, doesn't bother to vet it. Pfizer doesn't bother to vet it. I mean, we saw all this stuff as they were preparing the Trump shots, and as people saw that they were wrapping some of this garbage, this poison, this genetic code injection, they were wrapping it in polyethylene glycol, PEG, pegylated. Well, the people at Children's Health Defense said, wait a minute. There are a lot of people who are allergic, highly allergic to PEG. If you inject that into people, they're going to go into anaphylactic shock, which several of them did. But the key thing about that story is they called up the FDA, and the FDA said, no, we don't care. Talk to Pfizer about it. And, of course, Pfizer didn't respond, didn't care about that at all. The FDA just doesn't do its job, and they still are not doing their job under RFK. Well, as I said, it is a bioweapon. I've said that many, many, many times. And now there's an article from Technocracy News saying that you've got an official pronouncement from an Alliance of Indigenous Nations. It's an international tribunal. And so these are, I guess, international Indians. Anyway, this is from Technocracy News. And Patrick Wood, he said, Reiner Fuelmich is now venerated for starting this process before he was kidnapped by German authorities and thrown in jail October 2023. He was convicted on trumped-up charges and sentenced to 3 years and 9 months in prison. Reiner and I participated in the nine-city Crimes Against Humanity tour in 2022. Now you can see why Germany feared and hated and jailed him. And, of course, Germany jails parents who homeschool. They really don't want the information out there that's going to challenge their authority, their narrative. mRNA nanoparticle injections are biological, technological weapons of mass destruction. I 100% agree. Perpetrated by companies like Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna. And he leaves it there. Let's also understand it's perpetrated by politicians like Trump and Biden, and the majority, the vast, almost 100% of both the Democrats and Republicans in Congress, if not 100%. So this is the Alliance of Indigenous Nations International Tribunal. They've issued an order and a declaration stating that mRNA nanoparticle injections are, in fact, biological and technological weapons of mass destruction. You see, when you look at how are we going to get out of this, you can forget about fixing the government at the top level in any country. Every country has been overrun by people on the payroll, from globalist billionaires to foreign governments. They are completely owned and controlled. The only way that you're going to get anything done is, and we've seen this in Florida, you've had some local councils in Florida and other places say that the mRNA injections are poison. We all know that. And that they need to be stopped. But you won't find anybody even at the state level that will do that. And so that's why you're going to find organizations like this International Tribunal of Indigenous People. They said, the tribunal finds and hereby declares COVID-19 nanoparticle injections, so-called, or the mRNA nanoparticle injections, or the COVID-19 injections, or as David Knight says, the genetic code injections, the GCI, must meet they all meet the criteria of biological weapons and weapons of mass destruction, according to the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989, Weapons and Firearms Act in 2023, and Canada's Biological and Toxin Weapons. And of course, this is all being done in Canada. Of 2004. The order and declaration is intended to have immediate worldwide effect. This marks the first formal judicial declaration by any recognized international authority categorizing the COVID-19 mRNA products as biological weapons. We have had local governments that can do that because they are out of the orbit and the control of these large corporations, billionaires, and foreign governments that are allied to push this stuff on us. The International Tribunal is a judicial body composed of judges from every continent, they say. And we can be grateful that for anybody who is coming out and telling the truth about this horrific attack on humanity. This declaration aligns with our recent study that demonstrated that COVID-19 mRNA injections violate the Biological Weapons Convention, the Nuremberg Code, the Helsinki Declaration, and the U.S. Constitution. And as I've been saying, I think the truth may not be widely accepted in our life in order to protect these perpetrators. But we have to, and just because we take a look at what's going on with the Epstein documents, and we will take a look at that. It also aligns with the Minnesota bill, which classifies mRNA injections and related products as weapons of mass destruction, and prohibits their possession or distribution within the state of Minnesota. Of course, that bill has not been passed and signed into law yet. Well, Trump has joined Biden essentially with a student loan forgiveness program. And so this is actually a negotiation between the Department of Education and the American Federation of Teachers, which, if you recall, the president of that group is the woman who is a radical Marxist LGBT, Randy Weingarten. And so she has been fighting for this loan forgiveness. And when the Trump administration came to power, they shut down the program that had been set up by Biden. And now they have capitulated, and they are going to do that. And so the MAGA nudgers are saying there's nothing here. This is a nothing burger. Newsweek and others are saying the latest decision marks a major policy pivot for the Trump administration, which previously paused or restricted student debt relief through federal income-driven repayment programs. So resumption of debt cancellation offers financial relief, legal clarity to Americans who have spent decades making payments on federal student loans. Well, cry me a river. I mean, this is the sort of thing they willingly took on, this debt. And yeah, it can take a very long time to pay it off. I know because, you know, Karen and I know because we had student loans to pay off. But, why should they get a pass on this?
Yeah, as I said last time we were talking about this, they are getting everyone, people that went to college or didn't go to college, to pay for their loans, even though people that go to college make, on average, more than people that didn't. Sure, maybe you got a terrible...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Degree, but that was your choice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's asking for the poor to pay for the more wealthy on average.
That's right. That's right. Maybe they should give the people who got degrees in political science or whatever, they should give them an extra rebate because they can't get a job now.
Yeah, if only we could make it so that only the people that went to college have to pay the taxes to do this. Or then we could make it so that only the people that took out the loans themselves.
Well, what's even worse?
Their own loan.
Yeah, what's even worse about all this stuff is when Trump started shutting down the funds going to these different universities because they were allowing demonstrations against Israel and wanted to shut down their free speech. We saw the vast amounts of money, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in the case of Harvard, $9 billion. And with all that money, and all the government subsidy of scholarships and other things like that, tuition has gone through the ceiling. It's not, you look at this and it's not saying, well, I wonder how expensive it would be if the government wasn't helping with it. No, it's expensive because the government is helping it. If you subsidize something, the price goes up. That's all just a basic economic fact.
Yeah, and, why can't I get into Harvard with how much I'm paying for it already?
That's right. You should get an honorary degree. You should go there and next time they have a ceremony and ask them, can I speak at the commencement and get an honorary degree? I've contributed so much money to your cause. Yeah, I think we're all getting schooled in all this stuff, aren't we? We're getting taken to the woodshed.
And of course, with them paying for covering the cost of the tuition, that's not going to incentivize them to lower costs. It's going to make it so that only with government assistance can you get in.
That's right.
So that they get more of it.
That's right. It's a racket, and I don't see any end to it. It's really insane.
As someone who never went to college, I'm curious how these loans work. So if you go in and say, I want to study to be an engineer, I need a loan for this much. Do they treat that the same as someone that comes in and says, I want to study, you know, interpretive dance and it's going to cost me this much?
They don't care what you study.
Yeah. It's just the engineer is likely to return the money. You know, he's likely to make enough money over his life.
Likely to be able to get a job. Yeah.
The interpretive dance major, you're going to fund the same amount, is never going to pay you back. And it's just, I don't understand. Both these loans are treated the same. And in any other field, you know, you would look at who is going to be a good investment. Okay, this guy over here, he's going to repay the loan. He's going to take care of his house. He's going to take care of his car. He'll pay me back on those things.
Yeah.
And it's just this insane, yeah, engineer gets the money. Interpretive dance major gets the money. There's no sense of this is a good investment, this is a bad investment. Everyone is just going to get the money.
No, well, you just package them all together into a subprime college loan.
And you just sell it off.
That gets rid of all the risk.
Yeah, that's right. You securitize it and you sell little pieces of it. So then the risk goes to zero, right?
Well, when we package all these people that aren't paying together suddenly...
Yeah, that's good. That's what I was going to say. That's good, Lance. It's the subprime logic here. We really don't care about any of this stuff. Well, let's go to some of the comments before we take a break here.
Marky Mark in New Jersey. My apologies if I offended you with my comments about New Jersey, Marky Mark. Says,
did you see any drones?
Also, thank you very much. Says, do you think that if the Dems retake Congress later this year that they'll really release the Epstein files? Many Dems, e.g. Clinton, were implicated too. Would they really hurt their own? I don't think so. I think since they know that Trump cannot release it, they're free to hammer him on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. They know that they can take the moral high ground. It's like, well, okay, if they're complaining about the censorship of Republicans on certain issues, if they get the if they get control, are they going to censor us on their issues? Of course they will. Yeah, they absolutely will.
I'm Marty. Good to see you. Donald demonstrated what he is full of and wanted to share.
That's right.
Son of Lord in 337, they are really trying to provoke a war. Indeed they are. Steve Evs, war anywhere is the health of the state.
That's right. That's right.
And he also says Amazon equals CIA.
That's Will Criminal Intelligence Amazon.
Will to Box says, not Roblox. Yes, they got Roblox too, sadly.
What is that?
Roblox is an online video game. I've never played it, but it's been around for years.
It's for children, but I wouldn't recommend letting your children play it because anything that is for children immediately gets filled with predators.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They've had quite a few scandals over the years. Rico917, they blame it on China. BS. Steve Evs, we need a modern day Smedley Butler. Good luck. Don't know where you would find one of those. Guard Goldsmith, isn't critical UK infrastructure reruns of Doctor Who and Monty Python? Those are their biggest exports next to weapons to Israel, I suspect.
Yes, and Ukraine. Yeah.
Also, can't forget Yes Minister. Got to throw that in there somewhere as well. Mm-hmm. You can catch Guard Goldsmith live on his show Liberty Conspiracy at 6 p.m. during the weekdays. So bogus, there are tens of thousands of cars per hour on the road there, talking about the one in California that they shut down to do the live fire drill.
That's right. Why risk it, you know, if there is some risk? And apparently there is some risk that's now been proven, right? Not a theoretical issue.
If we kill them, they're just Californians. Not a big deal. We got plenty. We can lose some.
Got to show them how tough we are, yeah. Well, our guns are big. It's the same thing that you had Eric Swalwell do and Biden and Beto O'Rourke. Remember that? They said, yeah, well, you don't like our gun control. Well, we got guns and we got jets and all the rest of the stuff, boasting about how they're going to do that. What does Trump do? He gets in a jet, says King Trump, and he drops excrement on the U.S. That's what both of these people are all about. It's disgusting.
And our Marines are beautiful Marines. They fired a mortar shell right into the crowd, vaporized him, absolutely vaporized him. Abuela's not coming home. I'm sorry. Junk Silver, it wasn't just crypto having issues yesterday when AWS went down. My two bags of pre-1965 silver quarters and stack of silver eagles temporarily vanished into thin air. That's right. They just up and vanished. Just poof.
Yeah, yeah. So was that because they were in shipment or transit? I don't know what happened.
Just whoosh.
Yeah.
Soylent Goy, drone swarms incoming. That's right. Yeah. Well,
who knows? They can't tell us. They can't tell us what it's going to be. So just keep that in mind whenever they play the UFO, disclosure thing, you know, whenever they do that. Just understand these people are liars who want to control, deceive you, and they're at war with you, even though it's your own government.
They're lying liars who lie.
Yeah.
So bogus, I have no idea how reliable artillery is. Maybe the chances of one falling way short are nil, but man, yeah. We're just shooting high-velocity rounds directly over the top of your head. It's not a big deal.
Don't worry. The chances of you getting vaporized and killed are very slight. It's a low chance of us randomly killing a random civilian.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, you know, they're just Californians. We lose one or two. It's not that big a deal.
Well, I mean, these are Marines. They probably have live fire drills where they got to crawl on their belly and they got machine gun fire over their heads. So
it's no big deal. I do this every day.
I have breakfast.
It's like, that's good for you. Please don't make me do this. Shelly A says the fake alien invasion ? Yeah, there's a fake alien invasion once every few years. And then the government kind of quietly pokes its head out and goes, it was us. Yeah, that was us again. Yeah. KWD68, little alien emoji.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino, America's social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Says, take me to your leader. I hear he's the best ever. Possum King, President Trump seems itching for multiple wars in the Western Hemisphere. Well, mm-hmm. you know, you can't mm-hmm. put all your eggs in one basket. What if you can't get one war going? You might need a secondary backup war.
Well, you gotta, you know, if we want to accelerate this, we gotta do it multiple stirrings, you know, everywhere.
You know, Bill Clinton couldn't be loyal to one woman, and he can't be loyal to one war, so.
Or woman.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Soylent Goy, drone tech is only going to get more advanced for military applications. Yeah. It's just going to get more and more spooky. Shelley A, doesn't the CIA work with the Mexican cartels?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Don't let the secret
out. They gave us crack cocaine, too. So,
That's basically what the movie Sicario is about. Mm-hmm. They're more than happy, more than fine with the cartels doing their own thing in Mexico. It only becomes a problem when they injure someone or kill an American on American soil. Then the CIA goes, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
You do whatever you want in Mexico, but this is our hometown.
It's also when you look at Noriega, right? And he was running drugs, and he was fine until he decided that he didn't necessarily want to be the subordinate to the U.S. drug stuff. And then he was strongman Manuel Noriega. You know, that just kept repeating, strongman, strongman. I thought, when did that become an official title, you know? So, but they just repeated it over and over and over again in the media.
Also, Sicario, one of my favorite movies. Audi MRR, thank you very much, says the MAGA media, yes, as David Knight calls them, are unwittingly cheering on their own martial law. They are a cult. And, of course, Audi has his new podcast. It's on Rumble. You can find it by looking up Everything is a Lie, damn it. Audi MRR and Audi ModernRetroRadio.com. Yes. KWD68 says Cocaine Import Agency. The real Octo Spook. Government spying.
Well, they also work with opioids as well, right? That's Afghanistan. So they've diversified. They got a lot of different ones.
Diversification is the key to success in today's unstable markets.
That's right.
I guess they should change the name to Criminal Import Agency.
That's right. Yeah. And maybe you could call the Border Patrol that as well, because they import the criminals through the border.
The real Octo Spook. Government spying and operations against we the people has been virtually nothing to date. Drones can change all of that in overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They'll have the ability to actually spy on people kinetically as opposed to just digitally. So bogus. Every group with any power is a target for mafia infiltration. The three little letter agencies have power.
Yes. They're little fiefdoms.
Shelley A. They love cancer. They are a death cult.
Yes.
Yeah. Yibaru 2029, Caligula Trump's warp speed normalized human medical injection experimentation under his perpetual EUA of 2020. Billions of lab animals have been replaced by humans.
Yeah.
Don't frag me, bro. The reality of COVID 1984 will also not be mainstream because so many will not admit to being deceived.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Okay. It's very, very
This
hard.
Whole thing that it came from a lab, that's their go-to alibi, you know. We didn't do it. It came from China. Or it came from China, it was a mistake, or it was deliberate out of the lab. But the real bioweapon is the injection, folks. Always has been.
KWD68, I was against Biden paying off loans, but now I'm all in. Go, Trump. Now it's a big, beautiful payoff. We're going to pay for your basket weaving degree. I know it was stupid. I know you're an idiot liberal who got a dumb degree, but we're paying for it. Guard Goldsmith, I can't count the number of articles I wrote for MRC TV about Obama and Biden canceling loans, and the MAGA people were angry about those moves, but now, nope, and the loans are unconstitutional in the first place.
That's right, that's right.
As
in the entire Department of Education, but yeah, whenever it's Trump, they just go along with it. It's the same thing that Biden and Obama do time and time again, and then they're just fine with it. You know, of course they're going to go for the student loan forgiveness if they go for the police state. That's a bigger ask, really.
And as someone who grew up in a time where college was seen as mandatory while also providing less and less of a return on investment. I understand why people feel scammed. I understand why they're looking at this and saying, I spent 50 grand on this piece of paper because you guys told me I had to get it. You told me it was necessary, and now it doesn't do anything for me. This is just debt that I'm going to live with for the rest of my life.
You got pushed into it.
You got pushed into it, but still, that is a choice you made. That is an individual responsibility.
That's right.
It's, you know, I know guys that very much like us were homeschooled, and they, when they were growing up, said, I don't think I'm going to go to college. Then the pressure hit, and they decided, all right, I'll go to college. And they spent 4 years messing around. They didn't get a worthwhile degree, and then they ended up with 50 grand in debt just to work at Starbucks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's just, you guys knew. You guys had all the information. You were still told, it's a scam. You're going to get a useless degree. You're not going to be able to get a job with it. And they still went anyway.
And you know, when I went, it was, again, there was a lot of pressure and expectation that you'd go to college. But the tuition was less than my books. And, you know, that's the amazing thing to me. When you look at the price of tuition, even the private colleges were nothing compared to what they are now. I imagine state schools are probably more expensive than the private schools were at the time. And all of that is because of government subsidization. You subsidize something, you know, the price goes up on it. That's kind of counterintuitive for people, but it's been shown time and time again.
Mm. And, of course, you know, there are worthwhile degrees. I know some guys that went in, they were very, very focused. We knew one guy who wanted to be a forensic accountant. He was focused on that. He's like, I'm going to go in, I'm going to get my degree in this. And he got his degree. He was done very, very quickly. He didn't take extraneous nonsense or get too big of a loan. He got out and he immediately started working for a firm because they needed that. He knew what he wanted to do. He knew that there was a market where people weren't serving that. And he's been working in that field ever since. But there are people that just go in and they waste their time. They're like, well, going to college is just something you do.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
And that was the vast majority. That's how I started out. And Karen got me serious.
So. Yeah. That's that's how most of my friends were.
Music major or whatever. And she's like, you're going to have to get a job someday. Why don't you do something else?
Nah, this will be fine. You know, it's like there are degrees you can go in. You know, if you get an engineering degree, chances are you're more likely to come out and get a job. Less likely now because we're importing millions of Indians that are taking those.
And AI.
Yeah. But there are certain degrees you can go in and get, and you know, chances are you will get hired. But if you just go in with this nebulous, well, I'm going to go to college, you know, it's what you do. I'm going to spend 4 years, and I'm going to come out, and the world is my oyster. That's not the way it is anymore.
Yeah,
that world is gone.
Yeah.
We have Audi M.
I don't think it really ever existed. A lot of people are fooling themselves. I know a lot of people who went to college and couldn't get a job afterwards with it, but. They also were not in debt for 50 to 100,000 or more, whatever, when they get out of school.
At worst, you were just out the time that you went.
Yeah.
Audi MRR. College isn't merely expensive. It is overpriced.
Yeah.
That's right. There's no return on it anymore for the vast majority of people. Like I said, you know, certain degrees you go and you get, they're worthwhile. A lot of them are no longer. Marky Mark in New Jersey. Thank you very much. Dave, did Karen give you an ultimatum to major in something serious, something besides music?
She knows how to nudge me in different ways. So, yeah, I first tried accounting, and that lasted for about one semester. And I said, there's absolutely no way I can do this, as it's going to be completely about keeping up with the tax code. That would drive me to suicide. And so then she edged me into it. She said, well, you know, if you get into music, you could maybe get a job in a recording studio or into engineering. You could get a job in a recording studio or something. I said, yeah, that's good. And then when I got into it, I really got into computers. And so the rest of it's history, I guess.
So Bogus says, a loan is a business transaction. Both sides are supposed to have risk, but if it is illegal to BK out of student
back
loan,
out.
Back out.
Yeah. The lender has
or
no
maybe
risk.
Bankrupt. Because I know you can't declare bankruptcy and get rid of student loans. The lender has no risk.
Hmm. Yeah.
We have Hadrian was right. STEM students can't get jobs now because of Pajits. The Indians are taking a lot of the STEM jobs. I've mentioned this before, but Indians will continually come in and get jobs, and they will target positions with hiring authority. And once they get in with hiring authority, they basically only hire other Indians.
Well, you can see that at fast food places as well. You know, once you get somebody in and a hiring authority, then all of a sudden the entire business changes. People just do that. Birds of a feather want to flock together. It's only evil if white people do it. So that's the key. Mm.
KWD 68, government can repossess their brains for non-payment. I'm going to have to take that back now, sir. Jim's 7, it's the bankers that want the government to pay for their loans, given the idiot borrowers are gaslit to get theirs, although they know they can't afford it.
That's right.
Soylent Boy.
Yeah, it's really a bailout for the bankers, if you want to understand what's going on. That's, mm-hmm. that's right.
Like, hey, these guys probably aren't going to pay it back. Would you guys mind giving us a lump sum on it?
Yeah, this student loan thing is too big to fail, right?
Can't have Harvard not getting their $1 billion. No, I assume if you go to Harvard, chances are
J.P. Morgan, yeah.
Soylent Goy, they make a ton of interest off the student loans, so most students are stuck paying forever. Yeah, mm-hmm. just I know a lot of people that their plan is literally just to pay the minimum on their student loan for the rest of their life. Just no, you're like, I'm not going to ever pay this off. I'm just going to make that small payment every month and count that as lost.
Man.
Yeah. So bogus. The American dream, college education, and home ownership both require essentially a working lifetime of interest payments to a lender who takes almost no risk.
Yes. And, you know, not going to cover it in any detail, but there is a situation up in Canada where they have had a judge decide that an Indian tribe there, it was nomadic. It was indigenous, but it was nomadic. And because they used to fish in this area occasionally, now they get to have a prior claim and just erase all the property ownership records of all the people who have been paying taxes forever, because you never stop paying property taxes. And so they're not only going to take the title away from these people, even after they've been paying taxes on it, and hand it over to this group of Indians. And so, you know, there's a lot of different ways that they can try to take everything from us. A lot of different ways that they can try to start a revolution, by the way, as well.
Yeah. That gasoline. Start welding at a young age. Go to welding school. Become a master welder and work for yourself. Hundreds of thousands a year.
Yeah.
That is.
It really does pay well.
Yeah. Welding is something that I've always seen people talk about when it comes to trades that are always in need. Something that is good paying. And once you know what you're doing, someone is always looking for you. The real Octo Spook. It would be nice if government was as ignorant and stupid as we would like to think, but this is all being done for a reason. I see it as training for what is coming.
Yeah.
The people they put out front are these sort of incompetent, amiable doofus types as a general rule. You look at them and they're almost not threatening because of how stupid they are. You look at Rashida Tlaib or AOC and you think, there's no way. There's no way we could ever be threatened by this kind of fool. Yeah. Then you don't realize there's an army of very intelligent, evil bureaucrats behind them.
It's like Yes Minister. Yes Minister of the British thing.
That's an excellent show.
Yeah, sitcom. It's the guy who becomes, he's a politician, he gets elected as prime minister, but the guy who is the bureaucrat who's been there forever through different parties changing it, he's the one who's completely controlling this guy. It's pretty funny to watch how this guy, Machiavellian maneuvers that he uses to control the prime minister who was elected.
Just basically has him spinning his wheels the entire time.
Yeah.
Just every once in a while, he'll give him a little win on something. But like, he has to feel like he's doing something.
Mm-hmm.
We have Audi MRR. What benefited me is that I required strong technical / administrative skills, which opened a lot of doors for me to work in any office I wanted. Yeah. Hadrian was right. 50% of Zoomers can't find legit jobs because of cheap labor invaders.
Well, and when you look at what's happening with India, they have these degree mills that are there that are like ranked nationally, like, you know, 200 and below. You know, and so they come in as like, you know, I've got a degree here. Well, all degrees are not created equally. And so that's something that's worked out to their advantage.
There's also the fact that Indians have this, Eastern cultures in general tend to have this, well, somebody is going to cheat and get ahead, so it might as well be you mentality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If someone is going to cheat, you better be the one cheating, because...
Well, you know, I've seen that in big cities as well.
Yeah.
I think it's anywhere that you've got a situation where people are very poor and the society is very stratified and you don't have a middle class. I mean, when I was growing up in Tampa, it was... We had a guy who went, he's got a pretty famous national chain that was fabric stuff, and he was a billionaire back in the 70s, but you would never know it. I mean, he's one of these guys like Sam Walton, drive a pickup truck and that type of thing. And they're just like ordinary people. And then when I went to New York, it was very clear when you go to a big city, the wealthy, there's enough of them in a big city that they group together, and you can see that they're a separate class of people. And everybody else, because of the cost of living in the city, is extremely poor. And so that was my exposure when I went to New York City with Karen when I was in college the first time. It's like, this is really stratified. There's no middle class that's here. And that kind of breeds a dishonesty and a class warfare type of situation. Well, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at Trump's America Last. He really doubled down on this yesterday. So we're going to take a look at what he actually had to say. We'll be right back.
Show.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Alexa to add the APS radio skill and have access to the best channels anywhere, from country to blues, classic hits to news. APS radio curates incredibly diverse playlists for you to enjoy. Get details at APSradio.com.
Well, as one person pointed out on X, talking about Trump, said he's importing our eggs, he's importing our pork, and now he wants to import our beef from Argentina. Trump might as well just kick our farmers and ranchers in the groin, is what he's saying. And I think this is true. And that's in response to this back and forth that Trump had on Air Force One with a reporter who asked him about, you know, when are you going to do something about the farmers? You're so focused on Argentina and making Argentina great again. Listen to what Trump had to say. It's truly amazing.
The question is, what do you have to say to U.S. farmers who feel that the deal is benefiting Argentina more than it is them, as look, they are
a Argentina's farmer. Fighting for its life.
So are our farmers.
Don't know anything about it. They're fighting for their life. Nothing's benefiting Argentina. They're fighting for their life. You understand what that means?
Do you understand our farmers?
No,
do you care?
They're fighting so hard to survive. If I can help them survive in a free world, I happen to like the president of Argentina. I think he's...
Ah, there we go. That's it. He doesn't like the MAGA supporters.
They are dying. All right? They're dying.
The farmers are dying, but he knows that they'll continue to vote for him. They'll buy his merchandise if they got any stimulus checks from the government left or welfare checks. They will still support him because he thinks they're stupid. You know, just like Michael Keaton said back during the election, he said, you know, when he says he can shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and people still vote for him, he's calling you stupid. He can kill your farms. He can kill your small businesses. He can lock you down. He can vaccinate you with a bioweapon because you're stupid. Stupid MAGA.
You'd think he would get
just amazing
the government working on some kind of super manure, since BS is what he's really good at.
That really is it, you know. And so, yeah, it's. I thought this was good. This is something. Somebody fixed that meme for him. Here is Trump, and the real things, as I said in my tweet, the real things that he is taking a dump on.
And I'm proud to be an American.
King Trump in his jet. And he lets it go. There he's dropping it. That's the Statue of Liberty. Just dropped a load on. Here's Arlington Cemetery. He's dropping a load on that. And there's the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and the Guard. They just get hit with a load of it. And the Constitution, of course, the key thing, you know.
God bless the U.S.
That's the meme that's true. Of course, they left out the farmers. They left out the small businessmen. They left out the kids getting injections with his genetic code injection. That was all left out. But anyway, so the reporter says, what do you have to say to U.S. farmers who feel the deal is benefiting Argentina more than it is them, as they are? And he goes, look, young lady, you don't know anything about it. Argentina is fighting for its life. Not our farmers. We don't care about our farmers. And he's already done this once to the farmers before, as I said. If he's going to do this again, he already knows what he did last time. He took forever to help them after the damage that he inflicted on them with the trade stuff. He does it again, and they're still not doing anything to help the farmers. Not him, and not Soros' right-hand man, Besant. So, yeah, they're fighting for their life. Just think about this. All this could be said of Trump's supporters in rural America, where in Arkansas, where they have one out of every three farmers going under. So they have no money. They have no anything. They're fighting so hard to survive. You make it sound like they're doing great. They're dying, all right? They're dying. You could say all of that to Trump about what he's doing to the farmers. You make it sound like they're doing great, don't you? And we know what is happening to the farmers. He has no compassion. And why is it? Well, he says, I happen to like the president of Argentina. Yeah, he does like him. He's part of the club that you are not in, that the MAGA people are not in, that the farmers and the small businessmen and the small shop owners are not in. This guy is part of the club. I mean, he's not technically a member of Mar-a-Lago, but he's been there multiple times as a guest and a VIP. The exchange came after the president confirmed plans to buy beef from Argentina, which he argued would curb soaring U.S. meat prices that have nearly gone up, have gone up nearly 14% over the past year. And so again, these things are largely government-created problems. The eggs were 100% a government-created problem. It was the USDA that was going in and do the mass culling of chickens. And the Trump administration didn't solve it. They just gave us another problem. Brooke Rollins approved a genetic code injection for our chickens and our food, and pronounced the program the problem solved with that. No, they created yet another problem. The problem is the USDA itself. That's what needs to be culled. The U.S. Cattlemen's Association warned against the beef import plan Friday, said policymakers who hint at intervention or who suggest quick fixes can shake the market's foundation. They added, quote, listen to this. This is the key thing about everything that Trump does. Sudden price moves make it harder for independent producers to plan, invest, and keep their operations running. In other words, everything that Trump does is capricious, it's shifting, it's arbitrary, sudden moves, it's on, it's off, doing this and that. Nobody can make any business plans. The big corporations that operate with Wall Street money can continue to operate that way. But it's devastating to people who actually work in a real competitive marketplace. That's the small and medium-sized businesses. And that's what they're saying. And that's everything that Trump is doing. He is Mr. Chaos. And it's time that we get smart.
I guess you could say American ranchers have beef with Trump's Argentina pork and barrel
that's
project.
Right. He should have a beef with it. So, what is happening in Argentina that Trump is so concerned about? And why do we care, right? I mean, do Americans really care about what's happening in Argentina? Should we? Absolutely not. We shouldn't care about what's happening there, just like we shouldn't care about what's happening in Israel or Ukraine. And in many cases, what is happening is something that our own government has started, the CIA or other people like that, with regime change things or progressive aggression that we see in Ukraine. But what's going on in Argentina is none of our concern, none of our business. So Reason takes a look at Javier Milei because, again, there was a lot of talk about how he was he liked libertarian economics, and he was going to try it in a country that had basically been decimated by collectivism, by communism and socialism and all the rest of this stuff. But the key thing about Argentina, I think, is the Peronistaism, right? The Peronism. Juan Perón was a charismatic figure. And even more so was his wife that he put in as successor, Evita. And the communists who write the plays and the entertainment and the movies that we have, of course, did the musical about Evita, you know, Don't Cry for Me, Argentina, and celebrating her because she's a communist, right? And so it was this combination of charismatic cult, right, which sounds familiar, doesn't it? And a centrally planned economy that has destroyed their country's economy. So Javier Milei was coming in, offering them market economics, and yet the problem with him is that, you know, if you want to make excuses for what's happening, he has not been able to really run his program through because he's a very small minority. You know, we don't understand in the United States frequently what happens because we've got a winner-take-all. But there they have a multi-party democracy, just like they do in most other countries of the world. And so you have to put a coalition together, and what he's had to do is put a coalition together with different parties that are not on board with his economic policy. And so Reason says the Argentine president needed a U.S. bailout. His political adversaries are gaining ground on him. He's got an election that is coming up, midterm elections, that will determine his fate. And so, again, the U.S. is jumping in with $20 billion, and they're putting in private funding with banks and other things to add another $20 billion. So you can get up to $40 billion, including a currency swap and a rare direct purchase of Argentine pesos to shore up the exchange rate. Argentina's libertarian president who preaches the gospel of free markets, and so for him to have need a U.S. bailout has been a public relations disaster. His political movement is in crisis. So what? I really don't care. If Milei succeeds, it will show that radical free market reform is possible in the most adverse political conditions. And if he fails, critics will say that libertarian policies are impossible to advance in the context of real world politics. Now, I disagree with reason. You know, whatever the people say, one man is not the beginning or the end of free markets. We can understand that free markets work. Go back and look at our...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Our experience as a country. Go back and look at the writings of Adam Smith or Ludwig von Mises or any of these people, and you can see what is the truth here.
And this is just shockingly stupid, their take on it. Like, if he doesn't get massive amounts of government subsidies and taxpayer money from a foreign country even, then that will prove that the free market doesn't work. I'm not sure they even realize what the free market is. Is Javier Milei's government truly free market even? I'm not sure what his policies are, but if they're calling this free market, I highly doubt it.
Well, again, you know, when you talk about the soybean stuff, as soon as we gave them $20 billion, you know, China just dropped all soybean imports from the U.S. Not going to do it. And it was about $12 billion, that one particular one. I mean, they've done it to a lot of different commodities, but soybeans were the biggest ones hit. So they were a big importer of soybeans. I think it was about one-third of the American market. And they just stopped it completely. That was $12 billion. Well, we gave Argentina $20 billion. They could have made up all of that and bought the soybeans, whatever, you know, or helped them with loans since it was government inflicted. But they didn't do that. So Argentina gets the $20 billion, and what they did was they said, okay, we're going to stop the export tax on soybeans. And then they sold massive amounts of soybeans to China to help them to avoid buying it from American farmers. And I said at the time, I said, what is a libertarian government in Argentina, what are they doing taxing exports? That doesn't even make sense if you're a socialist. Taxing exports makes no sense whatsoever. So anyway, they start to make excuses for him at Reason. They say Milei has been forced to trade ideological purity for political expedience. Only a small fraction of the National Congress is controlled by his party, forcing him into an uneasy alliance with centrists and leftists. At the local level, he faces entrenched political machines built on decades of clientelism, which demand concessions in exchange for loyalty and votes. His staff is... he staffed his administration with members of the same political caste that during the election he had vowed to purge. Sounds just like Trump, doesn't he? And that's the thing. He's very much like Trump. Because when you look at the way he's got big rock star rallies that he has, he attacks people in a very vicious and bullying way publicly. And he called his opponents leftist SOBs, but he spelled it out for people, and shouted them down. He's known for his theatrics, his political infotainment, TV panels that blend news, gossip, and theatrics. He has unruly hair, which gets them to earn him a nickname that means the wig. And so in so many different ways, he looks exactly like Donald Trump. So Trump identifies with him and likes him anyway. Of course, also, both of them are heavily involved with Chabad Lubavitch, the Jewish organization. His campaign events, which could easily be mistaken for rock concerts, gave voice to voters' anger and turned him into a presidential contender. It could have been a contender. Since Argentina's return to democracy in 83, the country has been governed primarily by Peronism, a big government populist movement named after the founder Juan Perón, who served as president for nearly a decade in the late 1940s. Over the years, Peronism has become both deeply embedded in Argentine culture and highly amorphous and adaptable, capable of uniting even old-line union bosses with 21st century activists for transgender rights. Well, when you look at, in other words, they went down this path with Juan Perón, a century ago nearly. They went down this path of charismatic leader, right? With Juan Perón and his wife, Evita. It's the same kind of path that we're going down. It's a sickness of a society when you want to believe in some kind of a charismatic leader. And so, that's, I think, the fundamental sickness of Argentina. They can't clearly look at what's happening because they're too caught up in these personality cults and in this partisanism and in corruption. And that's another big issue with Javier Milei, just as it is a huge issue with Donald Trump. It hasn't surfaced yet, but we can see what is happening. Of course, the Democrats don't have any votes to bring impeachment against him. The first time he was in, they impeached him for a lot of nonsense. This time, they've got real stuff to impeach him for already, and we're only 10 months in. Can you imagine what it's going to be like once they get power? So the corruption is in everybody's face, but nothing is being done about it, or can't even be done about it. But in Argentina, he's had several corruption scandals. Just like Trump, a cryptocurrency scandal. This one was Libra, collapsed after its founders cashed out at the peak, and then in August, leaked recordings implicated the former head of the National Disability Agency in kickbacks that were allegedly linked to Milei's sister and his closest advisor, who he refers to as the male boss. And so another person in the government was forced to resign after revelations of financial ties to an accused drug trafficker. So he's got a lot of corruption issues, nepotism and other things, but it's nothing compared to really what's going on in the Trump administration or the Trump family. Corruption.
But wait a minute. I thought we gave billion. I thought we blew up random people that were accused of drug trafficking, even if they're foreign, rather than giving them billions of dollars.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, we're going to. It all depends, right? These are, the thing that saved him is that he's personally a friend of Donald Trump. He's a member of the club, and there's a couple of interlocking clubs that the two of them are in. Corporation ranks among the voters' top concerns, and this is the first time that that's been a top concern with them. They're concerned under Milei's presidency because he hasn't been there long enough to develop a political cult following that's there, the party and infrastructure that's there. And so, they're in it. They're struggling for their lives. They have nothing. They're trying to stay alive, and I've got to help the people in Argentina. And Trump is absolutely deaf to the cries for help from the American farmer and the American people, the small businessmen, the Main Street America, just as he was in 2020. He called them all non-essential. Well, we're starting to see signs of what is happening in the American economy showing up now in car payments. Because car loans are one of the first things to go underwater because cars depreciate so quickly. Lower-income Americans are missing car payments. I guess we could say they're dying, young lady, don't you understand? Except he wouldn't say that because he doesn't care. More Americans are struggling. The share of subprime auto loans that were 60 days or more past due reached a high of nearly 6.5% in January and has lingered near that level. Repossessions have swelled. More drivers are trading in vehicles that are worth less than they owe. and lenders such as CarMax and Ally Financial have warned investors about auto loan performance. So much so that, you know, the mainstream media has not picked up on commercial real estate that Gerald Celente has talked about for so long. I mean, that is huge. That is really huge. And commercial real estate is very much overbuilt in America as well as in China and many other places. But they have started talking about the car issue because we kind of had a couple of big car lenders that have gotten into trouble, and they said that could spread to the banks. And if it spreads to the banks, that's going to be really bad because a lot of banks could start to go out. So you've got the car issue, you've got consumer car loans, you've got commercial real estate, you've got a whole bunch of things there. I mean, and if we have a banking apocalypse, that is really going to be difficult to deal with in this country. Despite stubborn inflation and punishing tariffs, the U.S. economy on its surface has appeared to hold up relatively well. Think about that. Punishing tariffs. Who is punishing us with tariffs? That would be Trump. Trump and his tariff tantrums that he has. You know, well, I don't like what this Chinese ambassador said to me today. So 100%, you know, just like that. You talk about somebody who wants to rule like a capricious king or something. I mean, this is straight out of a Mel Brooks movie, right? he said what? Well, tax him 100% then. That's we'll go that everything out of that country.
So one of the funny things is, I've mentioned this before, but there's a book by Hans Hermann Hoppe called Democracy, the God That Failed. Mm-hmm. And he outlines the problems with democracy and the fact that it is effectively a dictatorship of the, you know, masses. 51% of the population decide to eat 49% of the population. Well, you know, hey, it's a democracy. We voted it in. It's legal.
It's a mobocracy.
Yeah. And he also talks about the fact that realistically, in his opinion, a landed gentry, a nobility, and a king has more of an inclination towards stewardship of the realm than these governmental bureaucrats that come in, because, you know, their job is, you know, at the whim of other people. Mm-hmm. They can be fired theoretically at any point, so they have no reason to try to conserve wealth and grow the country. It's simply, what can I get out of my job in the moment? I don't care if it bankrupts the country in the short term, just so long as I get my own out of it. Whereas the king and the dukes, or whatever you want to call them, had this built-in desire.
So are you saying then that because, you know, if Trump and Lutnick and Bessent can own everything, then we'll be better off because they'll have a stake in everything?
I'm just saying we have the worst possible combination because they have all the powers of a king, but they rule for a short term, so they have no reason not to loot the treasury at any given time. We've turned over supreme power to these people, let them do whatever they want. But they also have no reason to want to preserve the country at all, because their term is going to be up and they're going to be out.
Yeah.
And Hans Hermann Hoppe doesn't advocate monarchy or anything. He goes on to say, you know, the best option would be a sort of anarcho-capitalism where people are free association, that sort of thing. But it's just, he makes a good point where these short-term politicians have the least incentive to rule the country with any sort of stabilizing force.
It's been ruinous to be ruled by bureaucracy, and that's been the situation we're in. And that's because our elected...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
representatives have abdicated their power to them because they don't want the responsibility for what's being done. They would rather they get elected to Congress, they'd rather collect their paycheck, collect contributions, and spend their time having hearings so they can become a well-known public figure and collect even more donations and so forth. Meanwhile, we don't want to be bothered with actually passing laws. That's kind of messy and contentious. So we'll just kick that over to the bureaucracy, let them write rules, and then they pretend that the rules written by the bureaucracy, since they're not laws, are we don't get any due process protection either. So you are guilty until you prove that you're innocent, just like with the IRS we saw for years. So, as I said, despite the stubborn inflation and the punishing Trump tariffs, the stock market continues to climb and company executives, for the most part, remain upbeat. Well, you know, you really ought to, as one person said, you ought to look at the price of assets, whether you're talking about stock prices or you're talking about the inflated assets of real estate. You really ought to start pricing them in gold rather than in these fiat currencies, because the fiat currencies, it's pretty obvious that they are headed down. The weakness in the auto market is one of the clearest indications that low and middle income families, the foundation of the economy, could be starting to buckle. You know, the difference is that, you know, you're right about that insight there, Travis, in the sense that these people who are bureaucrats, they have really no vested value in any of this stuff. But you have a class of people, just like Bloomberg was saying, we're going to take everybody's jobs. We're going to take everything, as a matter of fact. You know, just like Klaus Schwab said, you'll own nothing. But these people also realize that, you know, we're not stupid. At some point, a large number of people, well, we are stupid, but some people are going to catch on to the fact that this was stolen from them, and they're going to get angry. And Bloomberg said, we've got to figure out how we're going to keep them from coming after us with guillotines. Well, universal basic income is one way, but the other way is to have a mass culling of us, and that's why they want to kill us, because of all that stuff. So empty shelves, higher prices. Americans tell the cost of Trump's tariffs. This is from The Guardian in the UK. Said, items that I've bought regularly have gone up in price steadily, said one person. From hair dye to baby formula, our grocery list has gotten smaller, while our budget has had to increase. Meats like steak are a no-go for our household. Well, we'll just buy some beef from Argentina and screw the American cattlemen. How about that? So,
not to worry, Gates is working on American-grown bug meat, so you'll have your bug burgers made in the USA.
That's right, silent meat.
Some good old-fashioned green-blooded USA meat.
Yeah, that's right, and green-blooded, yeah. What's this goo on the side here? So, again, with all of that, as I mentioned before, this is up in Vancouver, where you have the indigenous tribe that a judge in the British Columbia Supreme Court decided that because these tribes are here before, even though they didn't have a system of property ownership or management, even though they were indigenous and only visited this area on a periodic basis, that they should be given title to the land. And this is the key thing. This is what they do when they create chaos. They want to turn over the cart and dump everything on the ground. And this is what our governments are doing right now. The court ruled that the titles held by the government and other property owners were legally flawed and invalid. So these are people who've been paying taxes on it for generations. It's been family property, and they're going to turn it over to other people who never even viewed it as property. Private property rights, that's one of the key things that are there. And we're going to continue to go down this road. It's going to be very easy for them to get us out of our property, not by necessarily turning it over to indigenous tribes. They could just tax us to death based on the artificial inflated value of our real estate. If they come in and say, well, your real estate's worth 10 times what it was a few years ago because of our currency's gone into hyperinflation, where are you going to get the money to pay for that? And that's why I say, you know, if we don't stop this property tax stuff, you combine that with hyperinflation, if that happens, and people are homeless at that point. They can do that very easily. So,
well, while you're eating your bug burger, you can live in your pod.
Yeah, that's right.
They already have a solution for all this.
Homeowners there recently notified by their mayor that properties in the city may be subject to Aboriginal title claims. Residents are looking for clear information and reassurance, but there is none coming from it. So, along with all of that, there's a second in the series of City States Without Limits from Three Thought Project. Actually comes from Unlimited Hangout. I covered a little bit of part one about that. I would suggest that you read this. It's very detailed. I'm not going to go into all the details of it, but just to give you an overview. The technocrats are very interested in carving out some new sovereign areas that they can control, and a kind of secession. And this has been a part of the anarcho-capitalist libertarian movement for quite some time, wanting to have seasteading or something like that. Well, now they're looking at going back to city-states. And, of course, they would rule them as autocrats as well. When you look at Curtis Yarvin and the other people, they want to have functional oligarchies that are going to operate in these areas. Trump calls them freedom cities. The UN calls them smart cities. Smart cities for dumb people and freedom cities for slaves. That's that's all you need to know, really. But it is moving, progressing forward. These people are... in part one, he said we explored the ideology that's been done by these technocrat oligarchs and how their proposals align with the interest of the international oligarch partners that they have and how this is all being pushed with accelerationism. They're trying to make this happen very, very quickly. Why is that? Well, again, they understand the times that we are in, and this is a fourth turning. And when you look at the actions of Donald Trump, it looks very much like the actions of a fourth-turning president, whether you're talking about FDR or Abraham Lincoln. Rapid, accelerated change and overthrowing all the institutions. And, of course, it also helps if you've got a global depression and you've got wars that are going on. So all of this is really the backdrop for what Trump is doing. He may sound like he's unstable and erratic, and he is, but that serves their purpose to have somebody like him in place. So let's take a look at some of the comments here before we take a break.
That's right. Brian and Deb McCartney, they are in the process of taking land in Minnesota as well. Native land grab.
Mm-hmm.
Doug to 007, is he implying that our farmers are non-essential? It sure sounds like
yep,
it.
Yep. Javier Malai is essential because he knows him. He likes him. He doesn't know or like any farmers, right? How many farmers do you see at Mar-a-Lago parties as VIPs there? Zero. Doesn't have anybody from the Cattlemen Association either.
Yeah, he happens to like Javier Malai. He doesn't happen to like the farmers.
That's right.
Gandalf the Rogue, be funny if it weren't true.
Yeah.
And Max, he obviously loathes America, the country that gave him every opportunity to succeed.
Yes. Those are about the taking a dump on the U.S.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tunnel Lord 1337, so it's okay to rig the market to hurt American farmers so Argentinian farmers can prosper? That's about the shape of things.
Yeah, it's quoting the founders before, it's government is not reason or persuasion, but force. And he's not trying to convince these farmers, hey, they're suffering out there, they're dying, if only you could help them out. He's actively, you know, taking the business from these farmers and presenting it as though it's charity. This is mm-hmm. stealing from one group of struggling people to give to the people that he likes and then pretending that it's a moral high ground.
It's robbing Peter to pay Paolo.
And, of course, his White House has boasted about the fact that they've made $200 billion in tariffs. Not a penny for the farmers. And they're the ones who are bearing the brunt of his unnecessarily created trade war. And I say unnecessarily created. We need to do something about making sure that we have independence in America, but it isn't the be-all and end-all of everything. I mean, we can survive. We need to have a global supply chain for many different things. And the way that he's doing this is just boneheaded. It's just like saying, okay, that's it. You know, cutting off the supplies, and you've got American manufacturers who are dependent on foreign components or foreign minerals or whatever, and they can't get it. So it shuts down the American manufacturers. It's not working. It's put together by a guy who is dumber than a sack of bricks, as Elon Musk said, Peter Navarro. And this is a stupid economic policy. And he can't even be consistent about that. That's another indication that they haven't thought this thing through because they're constantly changing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have Audi MRR saying Trump equals Trojan horse. Well, mm-hmm. we may have to eat that Trojan horse if his economic policies keep going the way they are. Tunnel Lord 1337, maybe Argentinians should get their government to stop screwing them over. Mm-hmm. If they figure out the secret on how to do that, they should let us know as well. KWD 68, a friend who was MAGA left after Trump's recent actions, now to get him on here to seal the deal. It's nice to know that some of these people still can change.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, that that meme that I put up, it's a homeless person and Rags holding a sign up, say, trust the plan, right? And this is a trust that he has betrayed over and over again. And I just don't know how many times it takes for some people to figure it out.
It's truly amazing the rationalizations they'll come up with. Oh, mm-hmm. well, it wasn't him. It's just this guy that he praised and put into position and was good friends with. But now he says, oh, I was betrayed. Sure, yeah. sure.
I'll never get over that video of the guy, was it Scott Adams, who was saying, like, I've lost my health, my finances. Everything has gone down because I've supported Trump. But it was all worth it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
At that point, what can you say to someone like that? Just Godspeed. We have Jim 7. Everyone who licks Trump's boots gets U.S. taxpayer dollars. That's right.
And the question is, you know, that brings up the idea that since there's so much corruption in and around Javier Milei, do you think he might kick back some of this stuff to Trump? Just
when it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's like Ukraine kicks stuff back to Biden. I think so. You know, that'll be another thing that they have in common, maybe, right? And we might find that out eventually, that there's some kind of a kickback going on between Argentina and the Trump bros.
Yeah,
yeah,
we are.
Say that I guess the farmer should have written a letter to the Nobel Peace Prize Committee if they wanted to get that $20 billion. But maybe there is more to it than that.
Yeah, the soybean farmers. Yeah, they got. Of course, yeah, they have to actually be able to produce. Kick back some of that money that they're getting. I mean, it's $20 billion. Nobody would miss a million or two out of that, right?
A million or two? That's not even worth keeping track of.
That's right.
We have We Are All Dead. It says, well, Trump did save South Park.
Oh, yeah, he saved that Jimmy Kimmel as well. So he is working for some American businesses like Jimmy Kimmel, but just not the farmers.
What a hero.
Yeah.
Guard Goldsmith, the Argentina factor has a lot to do with big banks heavily leveraged there and with Milei backing Israel.
I agree. Yeah, his connections with Israel are huge. And also the banks, again, want to protect their investment, just like the student loans. That's why you've got Bessent in there doing currency swaps and so forth. That's why he's talking about, well, we're going to help him out with some of the private banks. You know, we'll come in and put in a deal and say, you don't want your whole loan to be lost, so why don't you write off some of it, help them to keep this ball rolling. Exactly. I think that's what's going on there as well.
Guard Goldsmith also says J.P. Morgan has billions in Argentinian debt. Well, we got to protect
Jamie Dimon.
We got to protect JP Morgan's assets. Audi MRR, America is trillions in debt. How are we in a position to assist any country?
Well, yeah, it's an amazing thing when you look at Trump's violence and wars in South America. He had a back and forth and got into an argument with Colombia, the Colombian president. They pulled back their ambassador. And Trump says, that's it. We're not going to give you any more money. And I'm like, why are we giving money to Colombia? It doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, you want to talk about the countries that are sending drugs into America. That is what Colombia is doing. It's not what Venezuela is doing. It's coming from Colombia. And instead of going to war with Colombia, because he says, hey, we've got to go to war with these people over the drug war. We're going to go into a real war. Instead of doing that with Colombia, that are actually doing the drugs, and I wouldn't advocate that. I'm just saying it just shows what a lying piece of filth Trump is. He gives money to the biggest drug exporter into the U.S. in terms of these Latin American countries. More drugs probably coming in from Colombia in terms of cocaine and things like that. So we were actually subsidizing them to do that rather than dropping bombs on them. It's just crazy.
Our foreign policy is schizophrenic.
Yeah.
And Max, Trump is a one-man demolition squad, which is why they wanted him in the White House. Gave a four-year reprieve so you'd forget what he did in the first term.
That's right. Yeah.
Hi, Boost says, at DK, can you please list all the other countries that throw billions to the U.S. people to help us? I'll hang up and listen to your response.
Yeah, there's not any money coming from anybody to help us. That's right.
They're fictitious. They
not
don't
coming to
exist.
Help our farmers. They don't help when we have a massive natural disaster like a hurricane or something like that coming through either.
America has caused a global issue by issuing foreign aid.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, there's not going to be anybody that's going to give us a penny after Trump. He's alienating everybody, even the Canadians. The Canadians basically put heavy tariffs on U.S. alcohol and took it off the shelves. But, you know, he's got the Canadian people booing American teams when they play in hockey. He's just going around, he's just like a fly in the ointment, setting everybody against America. So yeah, don't look for any money or assistance coming to us for anything.
Yeah, we're somewhat backed into a corner on foreign aid. Personally, of course, I'm in favor of just, you know, cut it all off, nobody gets anything. We're not in the business of subsidizing your nation. But because we've been giving millions to billions of dollars to these nations for decades now, they've come to depend on it. Their entire country
Will collapse. Like that. Yep.
And, you know, it'll be a massive problem. You know, thousands to millions of people will die if America cuts off foreign aid.
Yeah.
Because there was this idea that, well, if we give all these poor, backwards countries foreign aid, they'll obviously use it to build their infrastructure, make their country better. It turns out what happens is that most of it gets siphoned up by the people at the top, the corrupt government officials, and the little bit that does trickle out into the welfare system just encourages people to have more children.
Well, and it was just like the American welfare system. It's designed to create dependency because if they're dependent on you, it's easy for you to control them. And so they want to control these other countries. They want to make them dependent upon us. And if you go back and look at Robert McNamara after the fiasco of the Vietnam War, which he basically ran, he went to the International Monetary Fund. And what he did was he made loans to these so-called developing countries that, you know, they said, well, we need to help them develop. Well, they weren't helping them to build infrastructure. What they were doing was helping them to build a welfare system within their country, which was not producing wealth, but consuming wealth. And everybody accused Robert McNamara accurately of rent seeking. You're trying to turn these people into renters. And that's what the globalists have always been doing. That's what they're trying to do to everybody. You will own nothing. You'll rent everything, right? So they're all rent seekers now, not just Robert McNamara.
Yeah. And so now, as I said, if America cuts off the foreign aid, it is going to cause a massive spiral of deaths throughout the globe because these countries do not have the infrastructure themselves to feed their own populations and take care of them. So at this point, it's just this giant, you know, ball, this Gordian knot of problems. Like, where do you start? How do you cut this off without
we got this magic
millions?
Money tree that we're using, but the reality is that the real power is not the printing presses of the Federal Reserve. It's things like the American farmer that Trump is killing with his policies.
Yeah, it's sort of the inverse of the give a man a fish, you feed him for a day, teach him to fish, you feed him for life. It's you give society food, you feed him for a day, you keep giving it to them for a long time, they'll forget how to make it themselves.
That's right. Domestication. We have a feral government and we have a domesticated population that they've turned into pets. And that's the same thing is happening on the international level as well.
Nibiru 2029. Argentina has significant mineral resources and home to the world's third largest lithium reserves, making it the world's fourth largest producer of lithium. Mm-hmm. Denver Attaway. Many sectors of the economy have been so opposite of free markets. U.S. healthcare was allowed to consolidate enough resources and power to enable real power to poison most of the planet with a fake vax.
Yeah.
Spencer DeLong, maybe we should all replace our American flags with foreign flags so we can get some relief. If you put up an Israeli flag, Trump will be knocking on your door by lunchtime.
Yeah.
Do not obey. Dark winter can accommodate some bugs and fake meat. Government hates us. They do indeed hate us. Francine, Gates' fake meat project is flopping, I read.
And it is. Nobody, it is. Yeah.
Well,
nobody
that's
wants
why you
this
have
stuff.
To kill the meat industry. There you go.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, if you're if nobody wants to buy your stuff, there's ways that you can force them with the government.
Make it so you can't afford the real stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Jim 7, USDA will cull the U.S. cattle for bird flu or pink eye or other non-threatening disease to buy meat from Argentina instead of Brazil.
Yeah. That's right.
Audi MRR. Trump is still funding the Ukraine war that he campaigned on that he'd end in 24 hours.
Well, there's an update on that as well. We'll talk about that coming up. Yeah.
Mark Kernke. The Trump family and extensions are all out across the planet living up the gravy train for the tribe.
That's right.
GDP 330. We can phase out the aid and let them know the gravy train is ending. That's
well, it's amazing when you look at how much money they have made with the crypto stuff. And, of course, that's one of the big scandals with Javier Milei as well. So yeah. We're going to take a quick break and we come back. Yeah.
We've had in the deck a video about Jared profiting off of this stuff for a long time. Or we've had it in the deck for a while. I just thought that fit perfectly with how they're looting the world.
Yes. Yes, let's go ahead and play that here.
How did the White House decide that it is appropriate for Jared Kushner to be working on matters that involve Qatar, the UAE, Saudi Arabia, three countries that combined have given him more than $2.5 billion for his investment firm?
I think it's...
Because we wanted another 2.5.
...despicable that you're trying to suggest that it's inappropriate for Jared Kushner.
How dare you?
He's widely respected around the world.
Yeah, that woman has become Trump's Greta. How dare you? You know, whenever somebody asks her that, you see the same tactic by Pam Bondi. She had a little cheat sheet there of all the different ad hominem attacks she could throw at anybody who asked her a policy question or a tough question. So we're going to take a quick break, folks, and we got more about Jared and his multi-billion dollar deals. He had a 60 Minutes interview. He and Steve Witkoff, who is the real estate buddy of Donald Trump, who went there to make deals. And so they asked him about some of that stuff. We'll cover that when we get back.
Don't touch that dial.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spend it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Wait a minute, where am I?
Sorry, Jefferson. The scoundrels who put America on central bank fiat currency used our heads on their coins as some sort of trophy. Despicable.
This is outrageous. Washington, I spent my life fighting centralized power. Now the Federal Reserve monopoly parades us around on their monopoly money. Tell me there's some good news to all this.
Well, there is a coin they can't control, one that isn't backed by the Fed, but backed by the Fed Up, the all-new David Knight Show commemorative coin. Now patriots can support a show that won't sell out with a limited edition coin that's sure to sell out quickly.
They say money talks, and this coin has something worth listening to. The truth doesn't need inflation, only support.
Hear news now at APSRadioNews.com or get the APS Radio app and never miss another story.
Well, there's a lot of updates to the Epstein story the last few days. Officials at the Bureau of Prisons have instituted a unique system for keeping absolutely every detail about Ghislaine Maxwell secret. A federal prison consultant revealed this on the Daily Beast podcast. Sam Mangel, a former inmate turned prison consultant. Yeah, that's a career for you, baby. That's what George Santos will do, right? Except he didn't have to get a, according to Trump, he was in solitary confinement. So I don't know if he's got any wisdom to impart to people. I know that John Kiriakou did a book, How to Do Time Like a Spy or something, because he was sent to jail for exposing the lies about weapons of mass destruction based on torture. They sent him to jail. So it's How to Do Time Like a Spy. So, yeah, that's probably the better approach. But anyway, this guy is a consultant for high-profile names like Steve Bannon, Peter Navarro, people that are being sent to prison. They go to him and get him to tell them what it's like and how to survive. He explained that the Bureau of Prisons is now working overtime to keep every detail about Maxwell out of the news. Mangel, whose job is to work with high-profile inmates, said he's never seen a cover-up operation like this one before. When they go into a prison, anybody of that type of stature or fame, inmates tend to be very curious. They want to know, they want to almost live vicariously through them. Many of the staff tend to be very deferential to them because they understand who they are and who their friends might be. And the case with Ms. Maxwell is completely different. They were warned, the inmates and the staff were warned prior to her coming in, that under no circumstances are they to disclose anything that happens with her or to her or surrounding her during her time at this Club Fed, which is my term. It's called Brian is where she is. Mangel said that this was no idle threat. He said in one case, there was one inmate that told somebody, a journalist, something about her. And this young lady was a friend of one of my clients, and she had a very short sentence. Keeping in mind prison phones and email are subject to being monitored. So you know for sure that they have an AI system that is just looking for the name Maxwell. And as soon as this other inmate made the statement, she was whisked off that night to the Houston Federal Detention Center, which is a maximum security facility. The sentiment is one of walking on ice. You know, because this is a, compared to the other prisons, this is kind of like a club, right? There's a, it's very low security. So you talk about Ghislaine Maxwell, we tell you not to, and you get sent off to a maximum security facility. They're afraid, the staff is afraid, to do anything wrong because they know that in order for her to have gotten here, the strings are at the highest possible level. And so again, we're seeing this, they block anything and everything about Epstein. And this is a confession from Trump of what we already know, right? The connection between these guys. Anything involving a sexual act is the most serious or one of the most serious public safety factors that somebody can have on them. And that specifically precludes an individual from serving time in this camp, he said. I've helped thousands of people, and they will not waive that public safety factor. So getting somebody who has been convicted of being a sexual predator transferred to this camp is crazy. Maxwell, 63, has been staying at this dorm-style facility closer to her family. It also houses other high-profile criminals, including Theranos fraudster Elizabeth Holmes and former Real Housewives of Salt Lake City star Jen Shaw. I know nothing about that.
Oh, so this is where all the politically correct connected people go.
That's
so
right.
That they don't have to actually face any consequences for the crimes that they commit.
Yeah, they're not like us. They've even got their own prison system. That's a very different thing. So in September, Maxwell was spotted headed to a yoga class. They don't have those in Alcatraz or other places like that. Probably don't have them in the Florida Alcatraz, the alligator Alcatraz either. The transfer came after Maxwell sat down for an hours-long interview with Trump-appointed Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. And so she has this interview with him, and next thing you know, she's going off to Club Fed. Mangold said the Bureau of Prisons director and the deputy director, who were both appointed by Trump earlier this year, he said, really tried to clean everything up and get things moving in the proper direction for her. So it's my understanding that the directive to move her to a minimum security camp to Bryan came from well above their heads, he said. Trump left the door open to a possible Maxwell pardon while pretending not to know her earlier this month. Who is that? Remember that clip I played for you? Who is that? It's been such a long time since I've heard that name. I can't really remember what's going on with that. Yeah. You've got to be careful. If people believed him, they'd think he had dementia. They'd do the 25th Amendment on him. But I know he's just a liar. I have to imagine, he said, that getting her to Bryan was the starting point to getting her out of custody, whether through commutation or pardon. It just seems to me that you don't move someone to that type of facility with this kind of protection and precautions if you are not overly concerned about her safety and what she has to say and what she has to offer. So, yeah, as I said, when we look at this nonsense about George Santos, who had a large fine that he needed to still pay. I don't know if that was going to be restitution. That's one of the big flaws in our so-called criminal justice system. Besides the fact that there's no justice in it, there's also the fact that they never, ever looked for victim restitution. You got somebody who comes in as a major white-collar criminal. They pay fines to the government for the most part. There's very little effort to get any restitution to victims. Meanwhile, you have Mike Johnson is so fully on board for Trump to cover this stuff up. He doesn't want to have these some of the stuff released that you have Thomas Massie pushing to release. And so he's trying to do every trick in the book. And, of course, his latest trick, he sent Congress home a week early from their month-long vacation to try to make sure that there wasn't going to be a vote to release these papers.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Papers. And then as they start to come back, there was a special election in Arizona, and you had a woman, a Democrat, who was elected there. And of course, she's going to vote to let these papers go. And so Mike Johnson is pulling every trick that he can to make sure that she's not a member of Congress. He doesn't want to swear her in. And he's playing all kinds of games and delaying tactics to do it. And it's gotten to the point now where the Arizona Attorney General, again, a Democrat, has issued a blistering letter, and she said she's going to file a lawsuit today. We'll see what happens with that, against Mike Johnson, claiming that he's denying representation for the people in her district. So she won the special election to replace her late father, and I have no idea how to pronounce this Hispanic name, Grijalva, I guess, I don't know. Anyway, her father passed away earlier this year, following a battle with cancer. She won in late September. They gave the Democrats another critical seat in the Republican-controlled razor-thin margin in Congress, but it gives them the vote that they needed to get this stuff released. And it's just amazing to watch Mike Johnson pull every trick in the book to try to cover up and to guard our pedophiles. That's what the GOP has become. And we talk about the Streisand effect. I think what he is doing and what Trump is doing, maybe they'll rename it. Maybe they'll call it the Mike Johnson effect, the Epstein effect, maybe. I don't know. The Maxwell effect. Arizona's right to a full delegation and the right of the residents of her district to have representation from the person that they recently voted for are not up for debate and may not be delayed or used as leverage in negotiations about unrelated legislation, said the Arizona Attorney General. She didn't mince words, accusing Johnson and Republican leaders of holding up the swearing-in in order to gain leverage during the ongoing government shutdown negotiations. According to her, it's not just politics, it's unlawful. Democrats argue that Johnson is playing hardball to avoid a vote that could expose more about the federal government's handling of the Epstein case. Her swearing-in would give them just enough votes, as I said. With the House already deeply in crisis mode over the shutdown, Johnson's move to delay seating a duly elected member is drawing backlash not just from Arizona, but across the aisle from other Republicans. And as the Arizona Attorney General said, he said her constituents can't even communicate with her because she doesn't have a congressional email that she can put out there in public. I mean, they haven't given her an office. They haven't given her an email. They haven't sworn her in. Nothing at all. So Mike Johnson has actually praised that Trump poop video, crapping on the people. He thought it was wonderful when people asked him about that. And he said, yes, it is the diarrhea from the industrial complex jet. He said, the president uses social media to make his points. You can argue that he's probably the most effective person who has ever used social media for that. And I think he did a great job of making the point against himself. You know, the fact that he would do something that is that classless and crass. And the fact that, as I said in my tweet, I thought it was a perfect metaphor for Trump. He's constantly crapping on the American people with a military-industrial complex and these other special interests in Congress.
I still have the video if you want to play it.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead and play it. Let's see. This is the original one, and we'll play the one that's fixed afterwards. Go ahead. King Trump. There he is with his crown. But I'm not a king, said, right? Yep, that's Trump crapping on the American public. And then somebody did the other one, yeah. And he drops it on the Statue of Liberty, Arlington Cemetery, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and the guard there. Most importantly, on the Constitution. What that was about at the very end, is that the noise that the jet makes when it's dropping the excrement? I don't know. So he says, he's not calling for the murder of his political opponents. That's what these people are doing. Yeah, we know what you are, Mike Johnson. You are just a liar. You will say anything. And, of course, he was talking about how it was the Hate America rally. There's going to be violence everywhere. Every bit of that was a lie. Anyway, Johnson said last week, the protesters would include terrorist sympathizers, Marxists, and Antifa types. And they kept it under control. So he said, don't mock a president who's already had two failed assassination attempts on his life. And he said, they had the right to do it. Congratulations to them. They didn't burn any buildings down. That's a big achievement for the left, to have some kind of a gathering where they don't have looting and riots and burn a building down. And I guess most importantly, he kept his uniformed thugs at bay. So there we go. So congratulations to both the left and the right, who are just throwing excrement at each other, and we're stuck in the middle with these clowns.
Gotta say, it does show how thoroughly conquered our government has been by India with the scatological nature of the humor that's going on. Obviously, this is big India's influence.
Yeah, yeah. And he said that all in response to a reporter who said, you say that the Democrats had a Hate America rally, but what does it say that the president of the U.S. over the weekend released a video of him pooping on the American people? People in the room laughing about that. And that's when he says, well, he's a genius at using social media. And I think he really got his point across. Well, they are Republicans on the House Oversight Committee thought that it was a victory for them when they released a transcript of a recent interview with Alex Acosta. This is the guy who was the U.S. attorney who did the so-called prosecution of Jeffrey Epstein and gave him that sweetheart deal. I mean, that sweetheart deal was even better than Ghislaine Maxwell has. Saying that the interview they had with Alex Acosta provides evidence that Trump was not involved in the case against the late convicted sex offender. The Republicans said Acosta never talked to Trump about Epstein. And yet, Mike Johnson said that Trump was an informant on Epstein. So what is true? Were the Republicans lying? Was Mike Johnson lying then, or are the Republicans lying now? The entire time you were U.S. attorney, you never once spoke to Donald Trump? Well, I guess the question is, you know, when I look at all this stuff and the credibility of Alex Acosta, who did tell people, hey, look, everybody was coming after him when his confirmation hearing for Labor Secretary in Trump's first term. Don't blame me. I had people coming to me saying, lay off of Jeffrey Epstein. He's intelligence. And so that's why I did it. And so the question is, can we trust anything this guy did? And the other question is, how did Trump come to single out this guy for Labor Secretary? What experience did he have to be a labor secretary? I don't know what experience anybody had.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Has to be a labor secretary. I don't know what constitutional authority they have for that department either. But why did they pick him out for this? You know, it's always people who have one or two degrees of separation with Jeffrey Epstein around Trump, isn't it? And that certainly is the case with this guy. You know, there are, I looked up, how many U.S. attorneys are there in the same position as Alex Acosta? Well, there's 94 of them. So how in the world does this guy stick out? Is it because he did such a great job of prosecuting Jeffrey Epstein that Trump just had to have him? Or is it maybe that both he and Trump are being controlled by somebody or some group? I don't know, maybe Mossad. Maybe they got some common thread between the two of them. Because it's not Epstein that's controlling him, it's the people who, that Epstein works for. They're controlling both of them, in my opinion. And so that, to me, that is the real issue. You want to see if he ever interviewed Donald Trump? We'll find out who is actually pulling his strings. You go back and you look at the sweetheart deal that he gave Epstein. Epstein could be out all day, and he would just come back to the jail at the end of the night, and he would sleep in his cell, and they considered that doing time. You know, I said earlier that this guy who's a prison consultant said, if somebody's convicted of a sexual crime, we don't let them go to Club Fed, which makes what Alex Acosta did in his plea bargaining even more suspicious, because not only did he not get sent to a regular prison, he got day release as a sexual predator. Because of the deal that Alex Acosta gave Epstein, he was able to continue assaulting and raping young women and girls for another decade. No matter how House Republicans try to spin this, these Democrats are going to keep pushing against this, they said in their statement. Acosta, in his capacity as U.S. attorney, oversaw the deal between the federal government and Epstein that many have argued allowed the financier to continue to victimize women for years. Acosta resigned from his post as labor secretary in the first Trump administration amid renewed scrutiny of the Epstein case. This is not going away, and you know, this is something that eventually comes around to get all these people, and it's going to continue to come for Trump and for Mike Johnson, who is owning this now. Just as you had over the weekend, you had Prince Andrew, who had been involved with Virginia Guthrie, and he stepped down and relinquished all of his titles, and of course, Sarah Ferguson, who he was married to at one point in time, had written letters to Jeffrey Epstein, our dearest friend, and so forth. So now she's no longer a duchess. He's no longer a duke. He will always be a prince, however. He's not going to be the man formerly known as Prince. They did that to was Harry. Harry is the man formerly known as Prince. but this guy, because he was... he will retain his princely title. But he is an embarrassment to the royal family. And the young guy, Prince William, who is in line to take over from Charles, he knows what an albatross, what a stinking dead body this relationship with Epstein is for the entire royal family. Trump doesn't understand that. The GOP doesn't understand that. Mike Johnson needs to take a look at what they just did in the U.K., and say, do you really want to wrap the GOP in the stinking corpse of Jeffrey Epstein? because it reeks. Everybody can see it. Everybody can smell it. The House Oversight Committee also on Friday released a new batch of documents that it had previously received from the Epstein estate, including Epstein's schedules. And the materials mention a host of powerful men with whom Epstein had dealings, including a proposed 2011 appointment with Tom Pritzker of the Hyatt Hotels. And, of course, this is the same family that Governor Pritzker of Illinois is involved in. And as I've mentioned many times, he's got a cousin. I don't know if that's Tom Pritzker or not, but the guy is a doppelganger for the governor of Illinois. And that guy is a trainee. And the Pritzker family has been at the epicenter of pushing this transgender agenda. They have funded it in a number of different ways, the Hyatt family. And it's actually the Pritzkers who are the Hyatt family. I don't know why they call it Hyatt, but it's not owned by anybody named Hyatt. It's owned by the Pritzkers. And they've really been pushing this LGBT stuff. So is it a surprise that a member of the family would be involved with Jeffrey Epstein? It also showed a planned 2012 dinner with Woody Allen and his partner, Soon Yi Previn, which was the adopted daughter of Woody Allen's wife. It was kind of an incestuous relationship as well as an underage relationship. But again, Woody Allen heavily connected with Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein also appeared at a scheduled dinner, February 2013, with the former Prime Minister of Israel, Ehud Barak, and Larry Summers, former Treasury Secretary and Harvard University President. He was Treasury Secretary under Obama. Well, Virginia Guthrie's book came out as well over the weekend, and she was hinting that she had had some involvements with a very famous prime minister. Was it this guy, the former prime minister of Israel, or was it some other person? We're not really sure about that. Acosta told Congress that prosecuting Jeffrey Epstein would have been a crapshoot. Well, you know, Trump is into crapshoots, I guess. Anyway, it's now turned into something of an excrement show, hasn't it? Maybe he should have prosecuted him. I mean, would it be that hard? You know, maybe you should just hang up your prosecutor guns if you can't take down Jeffrey Epstein. Just give it up. This is not the career for you. You were probably cut out to be a high-level bureaucrat in Washington because you take orders from people who are higher up. Epstein had molested dozens of high school girls whom he lured to his home to give him massages. The so-called massages were a pretense to molest the girls who ranged in age from 13 to 17. Epstein ultimately pleaded guilty to two state prostitution charges, including one that included a minor, and he would only serve 13 months in a county jail, not a federal jail or anything like that. And again, this is a federal prosecutor, and it was the kind of Otis Town drunk type of deal that Andy Griffith gave Otis. You know, when you get drunk, here's the key. You know, we'll just leave the key up here. You just come in and sleep it off here in the jail cell so we don't have to go out and arrest you. You know, it's kind of a laid-back thing. That's what they did with Jeffrey Epstein. Alex Acosta, how does this guy have any credibility at all? How does Mike Johnson have any credibility? You know, Trump is an informant, but Alex Acosta, the prosecutor, never talked to him. Well, that's possible. If Alex Acosta is not interested in doing a prosecution, it's very possible that he wouldn't talk to Jeffrey Epstein's best friend for 15 years, a guy who has allegedly been an informant who probably tipped off the authorities because of the property dispute that he and Epstein had there in Palm Beach, West Palm Beach. That was the thing that broke up their friendship, the two of them fighting over a piece of property. And shortly after that, some...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, Choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Buddy reported Jeffrey Epstein. You don't think that Trump knows what's going on out of all those years? Trump and Melania. So, go ahead.
Let's Solo see. Cat, 1980. Taxation is theft and subsidization is a transfer of that stolen money. Yeah, we were talking about the loan forgiveness for college students.
Yes.
And Max, they want us all broke so they can treat us like cattle, slaughtering with their health protocols. Nibiru,
no, I think specifically that taxation is theft and subsidization is transfer of stolen money was about the farmers in Argentina and the beef.
Yeah.
With, or the soybean stuff. Mm. It's hard to say since there's so many instances of it.
Yeah, I used to always say that at when we go to Williamsburg. Remember that? They'd always have somebody there talking about, so what were they fighting about? They wanted the answer that they wanted you to say, to repeat, was... no taxation without representation. And so I would always yell out, taxation is theft. And the person would go, well, no, that wasn't it. I said, but it is.
It is true nonetheless.
Yeah.
Nibiru 2029. This global welfare system was greatly instituted under the Bush-Reagan MAGA of the 1980s money schemes. Jared and Ivanka pocketed $650 million in 2020 from the scamdemic while the taxpayers were hoping for a $1,200 pittance. The rich get richer. Epstein Island. Obviously, Ghislaine Maxwell is going to be pardoned.
Oh, yeah.
It sure seems like that. It seems to be moving that way for sure.
Yeah.
Audi MRR. I can't wait to hear how the MAGA cultists will defend Trump's impending pardon of Maxwell.
Yeah.
It's 4D chess.
Yeah, that's right. All these nudge news influencers out there, how are they going to spend this? You know, the same crew of useful idiots who showed up to be given the booklets of old information. They told them that they were releasing the Epstein documents to them. These people have paid no penalty at all with the MAGA crowd for having participated in that fraud. It's just a circus. That's one of the memes I saw. If you elect a clown, expect a circus.
One of the things that I found funny about that whole thing is there's that one picture where all the influencers are kind of walking out of the door and they're all holding up their little
book.
And,
I like, got.
And you can just see Cernovich in the back and he's just kind of looking down. He looks just like, like he's the one that realizes this is nothing and this is going to be bad for them because they're not going to have anything to report.
They pay no penalty for it, just like Trump doesn't pay any penalty for it. They come out there, look at us, we're special. We get special information. We're very important and very important to Trump. So obviously we're very important to you too.
Audi MR, no, read that one. Rico 917, selective amnesia for Trump. That's right. They don't remember anything bad that he does. Mm-hmm. Dougalug, what? Doesn't Maxwell have the $1 million for a pardon? Well, maybe she can't get in contact with Rudy.
Yeah.
And
I mean, she did it. It's not just what Alex Acosta said, but remember before they arrested her, she was out. Well, you know, people were saying, why don't you arrest Ghislaine Maxwell and everything? And she had her friend take a picture of her, and she had some book, I can't remember what it was, but it's something about the CIA or spies or something like that. And that was a direct signal saying, hey, intelligence agencies, you know, I've got information about this. And I thought that was a very dangerous thing to do. You know, you might wind up getting struck with an umbrella that has radium or plutonium in it or something in it.
So, end up dying of some strange disease. We've never seen anything like it. And Max says Trump is surrounded by people that abuse children.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Audi MRR. Remember, folks, Trump was accused of raping a 13-year-old long before he knew Epstein. He paid off her family.
Yeah. We're guarding our pedophiles. Pedophiles guarding pedophiles. Yeah, that's what I should doing
the real
PGP, the privacy thing, right? Pedophiles guarding pedophiles, yeah.
The real Octospook. Epstein pedophiles have completely escaped justice so far. That's right. Not a single one of them has faced any justice at all. Guard Goldsmith, taxation is, by definition, done without the victim's consent, so there never is representation. Representation only comes through real contract, not the state imposing itself on people.
That's a good point, Guard. Yeah, the founders, unfortunately, missed that whole thing. And they they said, well, we think, you know, government is evil, but I think we can control it. Taxes are evil, but I think we can control them. And they were definitely wrong about all that.
The real Octospook. Ghislaine obviously has these pedophiles by the gonads. Francine, I'm sure Maxwell is living in a more beautiful room than any of our homes here.
Quite possibly. I don't have a yoga instructor on call. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, you know, one of the themes that I thought should have been there, you know, they talk about no kings, right? They had the big no kings rally. How about we have a rally called No Killings? I guess you could call it Occupy Peace or something, right? Nobody would show up for that, would they? But we're going to talk about that when we come back. We'll talk about the No Killings issue. We'll be right back, folks.
Defending the American dream.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. Quickly, I want to remind you that it's your support that keeps the show on the air, whether it's a donation on Rumble or if you go to the website davidknight.news and see all the other ways you can support us there. We appreciate all of them. And Subscribestar.com/The David Knight Show is a great way to support the show. There's a lot of different tiers. It's a fire and forget. You can sign up, and then monthly it will charge you. We really do appreciate everyone there. We make sure that they get links to the full show as well as a list of the articles that are covered on the show each day. So we thank all of our Subscribestar supporters. We thank all of you who support the show, no matter
yes.
how you do it.
Thank you. Yes. Well, let's talk about the No Killings rally that should be held. Did the U.S. just kill an innocent fisherman during a military strike on a Colombian boat? That's what the Colombian president said. And that's caused something of a diplomatic rift because Trump doesn't like people telling the truth about what he's doing down there. An innocent fisherman killed in a strike against boats that Trump said was carrying drugs and with narco traffickers. This accusation angered Trump, who responded by ratcheting up the tariffs on Colombia. That's what I said. You know, we're just going to – I don't like what this Chinese guy said, so we're going to go to 100% tariffs. I don't like what Colombia did, so we're going to ratchet up the tariffs, and I'm going to stop sending them money that I shouldn't have been sending them in the first place, and slashing foreign assistance. U.S. government officials have committed a murder and violated our sovereignty and territorial waters, wrote Petro. This is the Colombian president, Gustavo Petro. Fisherman Alejandro Carranza had no ties to the drug trade, and his daily activity was fishing. The Colombian boat was adrift and had its distress signal up due to an engine failure. We await explanations from the U.S. government. Trump said on Truth Social, President Gustavo Petro of Colombia is an illegal drug leader, strongly encouraging the massive production of drugs in a big and small fields all over Colombia. It has become the biggest business in Colombia by far. Petro does nothing to stop it, despite large-scale payments and subsidies from the USA that are nothing more than a long-term ripoff of America. Yeah, and you're the guy who's been doing it. Did it all 4 years you were there the first time. As of today, these payments or any other form of payment or subsidies will no longer be made to Colombia. This is, again, these are his policies. They're just reactionary, capricious, arbitrary, changing based on his whims and how he feels about he likes Javier Milei. So we're going to give him $20 billion. And Milei likes him and recommends him for a Nobel Peace Prize. This guy calls him out for extrajudicial killing accurately, tells the truth about him. Javier Milei lies to the Nobel Peace Committee, and so Trump gets his vengeance on him.
I'm amazed that he would openly admit that this is a long-term ripoff of America while still doing this and ramping it up for other countries.
Yes.
We'll no longer be ripping off the American people for them, for Colombia, but we'll be making payments to other people.
That's right. That's right. It's like Dave Chappelle said, you know, these guys, most of them will just lie to you and pretend that something doesn't exist. He said, Trump will come out of the meeting and he'll tell you, you won't believe what's going on there. He'll tell you the truth about what's going on. Then he'll go right back in and join them in doing it. That's pretty accurate, I think. He said, the purpose of this drug production is the sale of massive amounts of product in the U.S., causing death, destruction, and havoc. Petro, a low-rated, very unpopular leader, with a fresh mouth toward America. He's an idiot. This guy is an idiot. He's got a third grade education. Better close up these killing fields immediately or the U.S. will close them up for him. And it won't be done nicely. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Is the microphone on? Petro is a former Marxist guerrilla fighter. He and Trump have sparred before when Petro tried to refuse deportation flights of his own nationals earlier this year.
So this is another instance of Trump making Marxists look good by murdering people and then allowing them to call him out on it.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So we should forget about Trump's murder because this guy's a Marxist. That's what the narrative is going to be from all of the Nudge News people for Trump. You mean you're defending this guy who is a Marxist guerrilla? No, I'm not defending him at all. I'm just saying that Trump is a murderer too. And he's our guy, and we need to get him to stop it. People need to speak out about it. Over the last few weeks, at least 32 people have been killed by the U.S., with 7 strikes on boats that were allegedly carrying drugs in the Caribbean. Carranza isn't the only innocent believed to have been killed. The family of 26-year-old Trinidadian fisherman Chad Joseph claims that he's gone missing. They believe that one of the boat strikes likely killed him, along with his neighbor, a man called Samaru. The first boat attack, which killed 11, was carried out on September the 2nd. It killed 8 people from the Venezuelan town of San Juan de Unare. Soon after, listen, this is very interesting, because the Venezuelans are evidently afraid to criticize Trump, because after that first strike that killed 11 people, 8 of them from one small town, you had Venezuelan security officials descended on that small town and told people, do not say anything publicly about these attacks. That will not be welcome. So basically they went in and threatened these people to be silent about this and not speak out. The wife of one of the people who lived in the town, also another town also on the Venezuelan coast, told the New York Times, on the condition that her name not be published, that her husband, a fisherman, had gone to work one day and had never returned. And they are afraid to criticize Trump. Maybe we're giving subsidies to Venezuela as well. Who knows? Maybe they got special deals going on with them. A few scenarios are possible, says Reason. One of them is that the U.S. is striking narco traffickers, and that either their families don't know their dead relatives are narco traffickers, or they are obfuscating. Well, I just got to say this, and Reason should know this. First of all, whatever they are, they deserve due process, right? If what they were doing had a death penalty, and I don't think that being a narco trafficker is something that we have the death penalty for in the U.S., but be that as it may, if that is something that you could kill somebody for, you still can't shoot them before you have a trial. That's mob rule. That's a lynch mob, if you will. And so didn't you mention that?
I'm open to the idea of, okay, these guys are importing a poison, something that's killing people, and not just killing people, but ruining them, making them incapable of ever living a normal life again.
Yeah.
Maybe we can, you know, maybe we do institute the death penalty for people carting these types of drugs into the country.
Yeah.
But I want them caught, and I want it to be proven. Again, yeah.
I want the law that says that they get the death penalty, number one.
Yeah, we need to.
And then we need to follow the due process to make sure that they really are guilty before we kill them. Like I said so many times. So what does the Coast Guard do? They go up, they suspect a boat, they go up and they inspect it. Ah, we found some drugs on here. Line these guys up on the side of the boat and let's shoot them, drop them into the water. Do they do that? No. What would we say if they did that? And you know, what Trump is doing is even worse because he's not even verifying that they've got the drugs.
And it gets even worse than that, because this was, at least in one of these cases, a boat that turned around and was heading back to where they were from. You can't shoot someone, even if they've just tried to do something that was a crime that you could execute someone for. You can't shoot them in the back while they're running away if they decided not to do it.
That's right. Well, unfortunately, we do have law enforcement that does that, but they shouldn't be doing that. The U.S. government is almost definitely acting illegally here, says Reason. These people are not combatants. We don't know if they're affiliated with groups designated as terrorist organizations. Congress has not approved these strikes. Trump doesn't even appear to be seeking retroactive approval. He doesn't care. When some senators did try to check Trump via the War Powers Act, it didn't go that well. And rest assured that Petro, Maduro, and all others who stand to profit are going to keep milking this for all it's worth, using Trump's inevitable screw-ups as a means of distracting from their own misbehavior. And that's the issue. That's what we're talking about. You can make even a Marxist guerrilla look good. This guy is such a clown. Makes Newsom look good with the stuff that he's doing. And so when you look a little bit further into this, Rand Paul spoke out about this over the weekend as well. He was on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday, and he was asked by Kristen Welker about what's happening in the Caribbean. Paul said, "This goes against all of our tradition. It's not just a tradition, it's our law. When you kill someone, and if you're not in a war, not in a declared war, you really need to know someone's name at least. You have to accuse them of something. You have to present evidence. All of these people have been blown up without even us knowing their name, without any evidence of a crime. For decades, and if not for centuries, when you stop people at sea, in international waters, or in your own waters, you announce that you're going to board the ship, that you're looking for contraband, smuggling, or drugs. This happens every day off of Miami. But we know from Coast Guard statistics that about 25% of the time, Coast Guard boats boards a ship, there are no drugs. So, if our policy is now to blow up every ship that we suspect or accuse of drug running, that would be a bizarre world in which about 25% of the people would be innocent." He said, "The other thing about this is these speedboats are 2,000 miles away from us." This is the point that Gerald Slinty made last Friday. There's no way these boats were headed to America. "If they had drugs, they're probably peddling drugs to one of the islands of Trinidad or Tobago off of Venezuela. The idea of them coming here is a huge assumption, and he should be able to present some sort of proof. It is the difference between war and peace. In a war, though, you don't ask people's names. But if they want all-out war where we kill anybody and everybody that is in the country of Venezuela that is coming out, that has there has to be a declaration of war. I'm not in favor of declaring war on Venezuela, but the Congress should vote. The president shouldn't be able to do this by himself." Well, good for Rand for saying that. He's 100% right about that. And just think about that. You know, as I pointed out at the very beginning, I said, so when did these rules of engagement change? Does Trump have the ability to do that and just kill people without inspecting them? I said the Coast Guard is still doing that. They just had that same weekend he did the first killing. They had interdicted some drugs there. And as he's pointing out, you know, there's no way these things are headed to the United States. Well, Trump is calling this guy in Colombia, Petro, an illegal drug dealer, ending all payments and subsidies to Colombia. Well, it's about time, isn't it? This is reported from Breitbart. You know, we've
no more.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Or petrodollar?
Yeah, exactly. That's good. Yeah, you know, we're not going to, still though, he's going to stop the aid to Colombia. He's going to keep pouring money into Argentina, and still not a single cent for our farmers, even though they were continuing this payment into Colombia. There won't be a single cent for our farmers that are getting the brunt of his tariff temper tantrums that he has. So two of the terrorists that were killed, at least Trump said, at least 25,000 Americans would die if I allowed this submarine to come ashore. What a liar. He's really a bad liar. He's as bad a liar as the Clintons, and he's as pathological in his lies as the Clintons were, and are, I should say. Bogota has slammed the U.S. invasion threat after Trump vows to end Colombian drug production. And again, that's the capital of Bogota, of Colombia. And they have recalled their ambassador to the U.S. in the wake of recent tensions between the two countries. So, if we're not going to pay them, I guess they don't need to have an ambassador here. Trump's private blow-up with Zelensky has been revealed. And so Zelensky has gone back to the White House, and it's back to the meeting that made many of us hopeful that maybe we were done with this little grifter, Zelensky. Another meeting between Trump and Zelensky has reportedly ended in a fiery shooting match, this time behind closed doors, not in front of the press.
Shouting match.
Shouting match, yes. Okay.
Pistols at 20 paces.
Thank you for catching that. This print is pretty small, actually. Trump was pressuring his Ukrainian counterpart to accept Russia's terms for a ceasefire. Let's ceasefire on this shooting match here. During an explosive White House meeting on Friday, according to the UK's Financial Times, reportedly telling Zelensky that Russia would destroy Ukraine if he didn't agree. And so what's happening here is that, you know, the UK is fully on board with war with Russia, and they want it really badly. So Zelensky goes running to a UK press and tells them all about this. Multiple sources told the outlet, the Financial Times, that the meeting where Zelensky was hoping but ultimately failed to secure long-range Tomahawk cruise missiles quickly descended into a shouting match, not a shooting match, with cursing all the time. You know, Zelensky also met with Raytheon, who makes these Tomahawk missiles, and he said he wanted to talk to Raytheon about Ukrainian and American production. In other words, we'll help you build a factory here so you can start building Tomahawks here in Ukraine. Well, fortunately, Trump wasn't having any of that. We'll see what happens with it. You can't ever tell what Trump is going to do. Just like with the tariffs. It's on again. It's off again. You know, he's going to shut this down over Zelensky's objections. And then he's going to come back and he's going to work with Zelensky against Putin. And he's going to talking about putting in Tomahawk missiles. And then he changes his mind again. Trump is a rudderless ship. It's a rudderless piece of ship, I guess. According to sources, the scene resembled that of Zelensky's infamous Oval Office visit in February, where he had the argument with Vance and with Trump. Zelensky was also accused of being disrespectful to the U.S. for not wearing a suit and tie at that point in time. He didn't even have a David Knight Show t-shirt. This time, Trump demanded that Zelensky surrender the entire Donbass region to Putin, said sources. And as one outlet said, Americans don't care who is in control of Donbass. Why can't we just stop this? And actually, I think the Ukrainians would love to see the killing stop. I think they'd be more interested in that than in who actually flew the flag over Donbass. European officials told the Financial Times that Trump repeated many of Putin's talking points verbatim during the meeting. You see, these are the European officials, Zelensky and the EU officials, go to the Financial Times and say, you won't believe what happened. Write a story about this. And they dutifully do. He told Zelensky that he was losing the war. That's true. And if Putin wants it, he will destroy you. The problem is that Trump cannot be consistent. He can't make up his mind. He can't stick with a plan. And so we don't know what's going to happen with this. The Financial Times reported that Zelensky was very negative after the meeting, according to one official, that European leaders were not optimistic but pragmatic with planning the next steps. The next steps for what? The next steps for war. That's what they've been pushing for. They've been preparing their people, telling them in Germany and France and the UK, we've got to have more conscripts. We need to have more hospital capacity. We need to be able to handle a lot of casualties coming in every day. These people are absolutely insane. But again, they understand the times that we're in. They know we're in a fourth turning. They know there's going to be financial collapse. They know they need a war to take people to, so they can distract them from what the governments have enforced on their people, especially with net zero.
It's also a great way of killing off the last few remaining loyalists to your country.
That's right.
If you go to war, there's been multiple videos that have been posted online over the years where people will go and interview, you know, these obvious, you know, immigrants or children of immigrants to places like Ireland or the UK or just wherever they happen to be. And they'll say, you know, if this country was under attack, would you defend it? Would you join the army and defend it? And they go, no, absolutely not. This isn't my country. Yeah. I'll go somewhere else. You know, I'm just here for the benefits.
I remember that. I was a kid when the Vietnam War was young. And I remember my uncle, who was a college professor, right? He's a professor of forestry. And he was talking to my parents about some of his former students who had been killed in Vietnam. He said, they just send the best of them, you know.
Yeah. And they'll make sure that they're left with nothing but the, you know, the true useless eaters.
Yeah. He said, these dirty hippies that are out there, he goes, they stay there. Anyway, he goes, the good guys are the ones who are getting killed over there. And it's like, yeah, absolutely right.
They're the ones that, as silly it is, as it is, as easy it is for us to look at it and go, that's propaganda. But some of these guys, like, all they see is, oh, I want to be a hero. These people, I see, you know, these military movies and they're helping people. They're doing the right thing.
And yeah, they're altruistic and they're honest and they're, you know, their fault is that they're naive about it. But they have really good motivations and they're people who are the kinds of people that you need to build a successful society, and they kill them off.
And World War I and World War II, that happened en masse. It was just a meat grinder.
Yes, yes. Well, on Truth Social, Trump wrote, Putin congratulated him on his great accomplishment of peace in the Middle East. So he's very susceptible to flattery, as we see with Javier Milei, with Putin and others.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
So does he get $40 billion now?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Maybe he gets non-bass. That's it. You compliment, you know, Javier Milei says good things about him. He gets $40 billion and Trump and Putin gets non-bass, I guess.
Maybe we should start complimenting Trump instead of criticizing him.
I would be all for this, except that we know how unstable Trump is. He's unstable on these war situations, just like he is unstable on the tariffs. When asked who chose to hold the meeting in Budapest, a location with great historical significance to both Russia and Ukraine, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt simply told the Huffington Post, "Your mom did." See, this is the kind that these people are not serious people. They're clowns. They're a joke. They won't give a straight answer. They're not capable of they can't rise to the position of authority that they have. It's so unprofessional. But of course, Caroline Leavitt is a perfect match for her boss and becoming more like him every day. So they call it, in this story here from The Sun, Fight House instead of White House. Trump warned Putin will destroy Ukraine in a second White House shouting match with Zelensky unless he makes peace now. And so, again, they never had a chance to win. There was absolutely no way that little Ukraine was going to beat Russia. Not a chance. We did have a chance that all of Europe and the U.S. could get involved in a fight with Russia. And that's what people like Lindsey Graham were pushing for. And let's just hope that that doesn't happen. But the EU wants World War III as well. So the shouting match, not the shooting match that happened there, and whether or not they're going to be able to stop the shooting match. Trump is overheard cursing all the time during the heated exchange, they said. The Ukrainian leader was looking to secure the much-hyped Tomahawk weapons, which would give Ukraine the power to strike deep inside of Russia. Zelensky offered Trump thousands of drones in exchange for the missiles, but was refused on the grounds that these would drive a dangerous escalation in the war. And so the meeting reportedly grew so fraught that Trump dramatically pushed aside maps of Ukraine's front line, which a defiant Zelensky had brought with him. So he, I guess he had that temper tantrum from Hitler that you have in the, where he just knocks all of the maps off the table, I guess is maybe what we're seeing here. Speaking from the White House cabinet room later, Zelensky declared, "Trump has a big opportunity to end this war. Yeah, get rid of you." He again mentioned the game-changing Tomahawk missiles, adding, "That's where we can work together. Hopefully we'll be able to get the war over without talking about Tomahawks," Trump said. Well, some believe that Trump was poised to grant Zelensky the weapons, but a last-minute phone call with Putin may have changed his mind. But again, he's unstable. He's vacillating, as we've seen him with his tariff tantrums. Trump denies telling Zelensky to cede land to Russia. After the Financial Times came out and did their report, Trump pushed that back and said, no, I didn't tell him he's got to give up Donbass. He said, no, we never discussed it. We think that what they should do is just stop all the lines where they are, the battle lines. His denial follows a report from Financial Times that described the meeting as a shouting match, not a shooting match. And so the question is, you know, when we look at what is happening in Israel, we're going to talk about that when we come back. Jared took some questions, and so did Witkoff, about what they see there. And there are a lot of questions about who's making a lot of money off of this and whether there is any real pieces there. We're going to take a very short break. We'll be right back.
Listening to the David Knight Show.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Elvis.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
And the sweet sounds of Motown. Find them on the Oldies channel at APSradio.com.
Welcome back, folks, and I just want to quickly thank APSradio.com. They carry the program. We appreciate that. So go check out APSradio.com.
Well, we have J.D. Vance is going to be visiting Israel because, again, that is our first priority. We don't really care what's happening in America, right? On Tuesday today, he will push the second phase of the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Maybe this time they will actually ceasefire. Both of them are allegedly firing at each other. And as to who started it, well, I'll let you guys work it out. I really don't care who started it. Israel accused Hamas of violating the ceasefire on Sunday after militants appeared out of a tunnel in Israeli-controlled territory in Gaza and killed two Israeli soldiers in an anti-tank rocket attack. In response, the Israeli military launched around 20 airstrikes against Gaza. That's according to Axios. Hamas did not deny the attack, though it said that it was carried out by a faction or militants that were not acting on orders from Hamas leadership. This is coming from Off the Press. We're not aware of any incidents or clashes taking place in the Rafah area because these are zones under Israeli control and contact has been severed with our groups that remain there, said Hamas, according to Axios. Hamas continues to be in violation of phase one of the ceasefire deal by failing to return all the bodies of the deceased hostages. Well, how do you find them? They're buried under the rubble. About half of the deceased remain in Gaza, and the terror group says that it needs more time to locate them. But Israel is looking for any excuse to start this up. And, of course, they can start it up over their dead bodies. Israel massacres 11 members of a Palestinian family in the deadliest Gaza ceasefire violation. This is from antiwar.com. Gaza officials said Israeli forces have broken the tenuous week-long truce 47 times, killing 38 Palestinians and wounding 143 more. That's why I said this whole thing, this peace agreement and everything, is such an unbelievable fraud. And we're going to talk about who's getting rich off of this stuff as well. Gaza civil defense spokesperson said that Israeli Defense Force troops fired a tank shell at a bus that was transporting members of a family who were trying to return to inspect their home in Gaza City. Among the 11 victims were 3 women and 7 children, ages 5 through 13. So only one man and 7 children and 3 women. The IDF claimed the, quote, suspicious vehicle crossed the so-called yellow line, beyond which Israeli forces withdrew in accordance with the ceasefire agreement, that warning shots were fired at the bus before troops acted to, quote, remove the threat. However, according to the other side, the family could have been warned or dealt with in a way that did not lead to murder. So what happens confirms that the occupation remains thirsty for blood and determined to commit crimes against innocent civilians. Neither side wants this. Both sides were pushed into it by their donors. And, of course, Qatar did a great deal of the pushing that was there. And a lot of people have asked questions about what's in it for Jared Kushner and also for Trump. And as a matter of fact, people on social media put up this meme of Trump dressed as a Qatari sheik. There he goes, a sheik Trump. Eleven family members, including 7 children, killed in that one incident there.
It does likely seem like there was something else besides atomizing a family with a tank shell that you might have done.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like there's probably a couple of other avenues you didn't try.
Well, Gaza's government media office said Saturday that Israeli forces have broken the truce 47 times as of Saturday, killing 38 people, wounding 143 others, in clear and blatant violation of the ceasefire decision and the principles of international humanitarian law. So again, both sides are going to be making claims about this, and it's not we're not capable of making these determinations from this distance. However, when you look at the Trump family and Kushner and Witkoff, they were on 60 Minutes, and they were asked whether or not Israel had committed a genocide in Gaza. And this is what Jared Kushner had to say.
Before the hostages actually come out, you decide to go to Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you see?
It looked almost like a nuclear bomb had been set off in that area. And then you see these people moving back. And I asked the IDF, where are they going? Like, I'm looking around. These are all ruins. And they said, well, they're going back to the areas where their destroyed home was, onto their plot, and they're going to pitch a tent. Mm-hmm. And it's very sad because you think to yourself, they really have nowhere else to go.
Would you say now, having been there, that it was genocide?
No. No.
Absolutely not. No.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of Jewish groups, and there's a lot of groups of Jewish people in Israel that were protesting, that were calling it a genocide. But, of course, you know, dropping a nuclear bomb on a small city like that would not be genocide at all, would it? So that's what it looked like. So absolutely not a genocide, said real estate dealmaker Witkoff, who is there for Trump. So you know what this is about, right? This is about real estate deals. It's about billions of dollars. And plenty of people have said that it is genocide. This is not anti-Semitism or even anti-Israeli government to say that it is genocide. It truly is. Kushner and Witkoff, the president's special envoy to the Middle East, attended a rally last week in Tel Aviv to celebrate the pending release of 20 living hostages. The crowd at Hostages Square at one point broke into a chant of thank you, Trump, to salute the president and his administration for brokering the deal. And I guess Miriam Adelson assured him that the check was in the mail. Even before the war, it was a hellhole, let's face it, said Trump. Before this, before the bombing and everything else. And so he's going to make it beautiful. He's going to build his buildings there. And So they were also asked about their business dealings that were there.
Israel has become increasingly isolated because of this war, because of the pounding in Gaza. What do they need to do? What should they do to reestablish the good reputation they had?
Well, they should funnel more money through AIPAC.
You know, I think if they they don't have to explain themselves to the world. I think this war has taken a big toll. Yeah. But if Israel focuses on the things that make them incredible, which is their ingenuity, their innovation, their compassion, they focus on creating and just being exceptional, I think that in a couple of years from now, you'll see Israel going from controversial to very, very popular again on the world stage.
What about the anti-Semitism? It seems that this war has created a rash of anti-Semitism everywhere.
Well, that's unacceptable.
And it's even going on in the United States of America.
Well, that's my point. That's unacceptable. And that's the president's position.
But, you know, when you see the destruction that you went and saw in person, you see the what's going on television screens, people see it with their eyes. Mm-hmm. It makes a big emotional impact when it comes in that way.
I think what Israel should just do is focus on showing people that if you're partners with Israel, you can benefit. And if you are against Israel, they're a tough opponent. You look at after October 7th, Hezbollah now is mostly destroyed. Iran is weaker than they've ever been. Yeah. And Gaza is mostly destroyed. And it's not just the buildings. You have all the terror infrastructure. Underneath Gaza, I mean, you had tens of billions of dollars of aid that went into Gaza, and their democratically elected government, Hamas, used that to build over 450 miles of terror tunnels. And so there's been a lot of misappropriation of things. And so from Israel's perspective, these people went after them, but they showed their strength, and they crushed their threats. And that's what they'll do, because their survival is existential to them.
Yeah, well, Chris Minham of Information Liberation said that's just pure ethno-gangsterism. You know, we talk about anti-Semitism. That's confusing terms, right? Israel is a political entity, and they want to make it about ethnicity. And yet the political entity of Israel is making it about ethnicity. And Leslie Stahl said, Jared, even the president's MAGA base is beginning to fracture. You have some people, some leaders, who are not supporting Israel. Well, that's not anti-Semitism. You can call it anti-Netanyahuism if you want.
I also just want to ask Kushner, what are the benefits of, you know, siding with Israel? Can you point to them? Is it the, you know, massive amount of porn that's run by Jewish interests? Is it the free speech curbing laws that they're trying to bring about? What are the benefits to siding with Israel, Kushner?
I think Jared Kushner can point out quite a few benefits in his own bank account for
siding
with
Israel.
He's
got billions of benefits that are there for supporting these people, yeah. One of the things he said about that, he said a political party is a collection of tribes. A very strong majority of Trump's MAGA base does support Israel. And he understands that. This is, folks, politics is tribalism. And they lean into that. Said, you've done a lot of business with Gaza states, billions and billions of dollars worth of business. You've done so much business, this negotiation has been going on, it's raised a lot of issues of conflict of interest. And he says, well, what people call conflicts of interest, Steve and I call experience and trusted relationships that we have throughout the world. So you couldn't do this without the billions of dollars that we've made off of negotiations with the Arabs and everything. So it's a feature. It's not a bug. It's not corruption. It is their way to obtain peace, he says. Thank you for joining us. Have a good day.
See you all tomorrow.
The Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around.
and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.